Yeah.
Just gonna get this
Man,
on the
show.
way. I miss y'all. It's been so long. I'm
It
glad.
is Sunday night. We gotta work tomorrow, run the show.
Let's do it.
Ones up, y'all.
Everybody put their ones up. We bike. It's May. New month. All right. No Static Podcast, episode 258. I am Dennis, your host.
Good boy.
Dax is here.
You know it.
Coop is here.
Here.
LQ is here.
Yes, sir.
And we are back. We are back on time. It's currently Cinco de Mayo. Yesterday was Star Wars Day, even though because of, you know, recent events, I didn't see not a one thing about Star Wars on the timeline. But we bike on Revenge of the Sith. So, without further ado, we gonna go ahead and, you know, get straight to the shits, man. All right, so... So last time we recorded, so the last thing that happened when we recorded in the midst of, you know, of rap beef, because I think it's only right that we start there. You know, look at us getting back to our No Static roots. So the last time that we recorded was when the push-ups joint dropped. And then
no.
Was it not push-ups?
I thought the last time we recorded was Pod Main. Oh no.
Yeah, yeah, he's right.
We recorded an episode to explain why we didn't release Pod Mania.
Pod Mania,
that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's yeah. The lost bro listen episode.
Exactly. We basically gave y'all backlash.
Right.
Yeah, so we ended up having we explained that on the last episode, what ended up happening with that. But the last thing we talked about in terms of this, you know, this back and forth is, I think we left off on, you know, push-ups and champagne moments and everybody and, you know, Drake versus pretty much everybody else, like Ross and et cetera. There was a, so... The following week after we had recorded, was that the following week? Okay. So yes. So we got the TaylorMade freestyle, which to me was the funniest diss track in this whole debacle. Like, it's just the idea of the fact of imagining Tupac listening to the Joe Budden podcast. And I feel like every time I just walk around, like, just randomly, I always find myself just randomly out of nowhere. I could be doing whatever and out of nowhere, Kendrick, we need you, West Coast Savior.
Bro, how long till we listen, bro? I said this to Dennis earlier.
Oh man,
how long till we find out that Pac was an AI? That was just Dave Chappelle rapping that.
How long till we find out that was really Pop?
Listen.
And he just said it's AI, so he don't give up the cover that he's not dead.
Heard it on the Joe Budden podcast. It must be.
That's the only way that's gonna be cool.
Bro. It's the fact, bro, I don't know what's funnier. The fact that he sound like Dave Chappelle playing Tupac from the sketch. Or the fact that Tupac voice, even to this day, he just sound like he's trying to haunt you on a track.
This is one of those situations where two things could be true.
Bro, listen. You want me to tell you why we're at? Bro, take any Tupac verse, right? And somewhere in the middle of it, just go, ooh, and I bet you would still go.
Yo, that's wild.
Nah.
All
right.
Listen.
That's wild. Pain in my misery.
Listen, you was talking about Cole being Ghost of Dickmas Past. We might need to investigate that.
Yo, listen. People think J. Cole ain't involved in this, but J. Cole was like, yo, I was He was probably talking to Drake, and Drake was like, "Yo, I need you to jump in this." And then he was like, "Nah, I'm out." But you know how I know how to astral project? Because one time I was taking this nigga to watch his girl fuck another nigga, and Drake was like, "What?" He was like, "Nah, don't worry about that." But I got Tupac Ghost.
Don't get too hung up on that. That's just
Right.
the origin story.
What nobody's talking about, what nobody's talking about on that particular part of this battle,
It's
because
how
there's
J.
so many
Cole seems so
different
smart.
layers.
Listen.
Well, not for J. Cole being smart. And I don't even know what Snoop, I just seen a little video. Bro, you know Snoop ain't dead. The nigga used the AI Snoop, and Snoop alive.
Even
He
Snoop was
wasn't lying.
surprised
I
the
don't know
next
whose
morning.
reaction to it made it the best.
I did what?
I'm going back to bed.
Like, that's wild, bro. Like, so we can bring niggas in. This is why, bro, this, and it's crazy because think about this now. And I'm gonna tie this into government stuff because, you know, bro, listen every day, all day. 20 years ago, if they would have did that and we wouldn't have known about how you could fake that, we would have been like, oh shit, Tupac still alive. You feel me? Like, and I guarantee because there's been so many, I even said one of y'all was like, oh, is this a response? Is this real? You feel me? And y'all was like, nah, it's AI. Like, there's so many different joints that came from the AI. You, like, nowadays, bro, like, when this election happened this year, we're not going to be able to tell what's real and fake. You feel me? This AI Kendrick Drake joint, I don't know what, I don't know, bro. When I hear a response, we didn't even think Drop It, Give Me 50 was a real like response. We thought Drop It, Give Me 50 was AI at first.
Yeah, I remember
So
that.
it's like
Can
to
we safely
use
say that
Snoop,
was a miscalculation on his part? Like
the AI,
hindsight, like
yeah,
hindsight.
bad look. But I don't think he thought it was gonna go this way, Q. I
Bro,
don't think
listen.
I think
I
he was
think
being
the
playful.
overall like synopsis of that was just like was that maybe or the narrative rather was that he was kind of checking the temperature to see
Yeah, I
if it
agree.
would
I think he
actually
thought it was
like
gonna, yeah, I thought
listen,
he
bro.
thought it was gonna be playful.
The narrative that Drake and Kendrick Lamar couldn't finish their beef because of the Matrix is hilarious. Because that's
Yeah,
what you basically say it happened. He didn't
I
have
think
it
that
out,
he
but
dropped. Go ahead, cool.
I'll say it, these niggas would have had it out, but nothing
Oh
is
yeah,
real.
bro. Yeah, and see, that's my thing. Like, I think when he dropped, Q, I think when he dropped the AI joint, I think he was thinking to himself, "It's not that serious. Like, we battling about who the
Nothing.
best rapper type shit."
Yeah.
Like we doing who the best rapper. Yeah, we might say you got it, I got your deal, you got this deal, blah blah blah, but it's not that serious. So I'm just gonna say he ain't tough enough. I'm gonna put some Pac
Well,
on it, whatever. And then
listen,
Kendrick put on a
I
ski
understand what you're
mask
saying. I
and
understand what
OJ
you're saying,
Simpson
Jax.
gloves.
I understand what you're saying, Jax, but literally, can Drake tried to do the, oh, I'm Drake, I'm the biggest pop star in the world. The only person who could touch me is potentially Taylor Swift, and he made a misstep because listen, we can deep dive and analysis all we can go, but let's just call a spade. This Kendrick Drake beef is giving us everything that we haven't seen since 50 Cent Game, since State
Nah.
Property versus D Blocks, since Nas and Hov. Like even when it was Drake and Meek, we didn't get what we're getting out of this. Like I've been saying this for the last 2 days. Everything that Drake thought Kendrick wouldn't do, Kendrick has done. He's like, oh, it's going to take Kendrick 6 months to record. It took him less than 30 days. Oh,
Yeah,
oh, you
like
know, he's not going to be able to do the internet shit like Drake does. Kendrick's doing it very well. Oh, he can't make no club bop. The nigga called up Mustard and said, hold my beer, my nigga.
Yeah, like it's a lot of like just the different ways of that happening, and you know, Cole in this situation is definitely Doctor Strange, because it was like he knew that something
Man,
was afoot, like and it,
listen, and this is why I believe Cole is legitimately these niggas' friend. He's probably niggas like, hey, bro, you really gotta talk to bro. Y'all gotta hash this shit out. Y'all really would like each other if y'all just talk shit out. And the niggas is like, no, fuck that. You know, and Cole was like, you know what? This is not hip hop. This is not rap anymore. I'm out. And single handedly, because we clown, we really did clown. We gave it to J. Cole. We gave it to J. Cole.
Please.
And hindsight, looking at it, J. Cole did the greatest thing ever. Stayed in his motherfucking lane.
Now I stand on business that J. Cole on some bullshit for quitting. I still stand on business
Nope.
with that because you can't. No,
Nope.
because let me explain. Let me
Because
explain.
I'm sorry, Jazz. If we coming to the house to play Uno, and I gotta draw four, but everybody got knives and choppers, I'm at the wrong place. I'm gonna
But
stay
see,
in my
that's the
lane.
thing. Don't, bro. You don't go to the Rolling 60s and stand in the middle of the street and be like, man, the Rolling 60s trash. And then walk off when the Rolling 60s be like, what you said, cuz? And then you walk off and be like, I don't want no beef. That's literally what J. Cole did.
Like
So I still don't get any
so
more
let
credit. Let me.
so
Bro,
like I just
yeah,
feel like, you know, I just
listen.
feel like in the sense of
J. Cole just wanted to own all the fucking railroads on the Monopoly board. These niggas is fighting for the fucking blue squares and the yellow squares. Fuck that. What are you talking about?
yeah, I'm not putting an indictment on Cole. Do I think, because I feel like I'm not gonna say, you know, Cole was 100% in the right, because, you know, he at the end of the day, he did do that song, and he definitely was lying through and through. But
Yeah, man, a nigga made a song talking about he got choppers for your head. Talking to
but he
Kendrick.
realized like it wasn't what he thought it was, or
I ain't giving no nigga. Yeah, he might have did. And I'll give him, hey, you ain't it wasn't what you thought it was, huh, Cole? You don't make a track that's talking about I got the choppers of the head shots and all this talking to Kendrick and then get scared and be like, I'm out and I'll give you a pass. It's cool that you out. That's cool. I respect that you out. But I don't respect that you got out. You saw.
Bro,
Like, that's
listen, all
lame.
I'm
I'm
gonna say
pretty
is this,
positive. I
and we can.
promise you, this is how it went. Cole, this is Kung Fu Kenny. Hey, what's up, man? This is not hip hop. This is personal. A word? Yep. If you're
Yep,
gonna
like
stay in it, if you're gonna be outside, I got nothing but choppers for you too.
I
Hey,
said, last
appreciate that, my nigga.
it's the don't come to school tomorrow moment.
Bro, can I say some real shit, bro? Calling saying J. Cole is smart for staying out of this is an indictment against him.
Thank you.
And I'm gonna tell you why. People aren't saying, oh, bro, you're smart for staying out of this because, hey, this is ridiculous. You took the high road. That's not what people are doing. People are going basically going, oh, okay, money, you took your soft ass over here. Well, guess that's what soft niggas do. And we can accept that from you, soft ass nigga. And that's what they're doing by calling him smart. They're not calling him smart or brilliant for in a way of that's respectful. They really digging at that nigga for saying, like, hey, brother, we understand you took your whole ass home. We get it. Like
Oh, God.
that's what they're and the fact, and it's unfortunate because the reality is he probably did have the realization of like, you know what, this ain't what I thought it was. But that's not, but honestly, bro, you rap in today's era, so you can feel how you want. But the court of public opinion is going to affect your sales and your image. And the image you got right now is, oh, okay, my nigga, I feel you, my nigga. You came outside, you thought we was playing wrestling, and niggas really started scrapping out here. And you was like, all right, bro, I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Listen.
And when people call him smart for staying out of it, that's what they're implying by it, not in a, oh, we respect you for, like, you know, not furthering a beef. And even in that, bro, Niggas got to that. I think I said this before. Niggas got to decide, bro. Niggas got to decide what they want to do, because on one hand, it's like, oh, okay, bro, all this mental health and progression, and we want to be better and break these generational curses. But on the other hand, we going to drag a nigga for breaking a curse, because the nigga thing to do in this situation is to jump in it, whether you prepare it or not, and let the cards fall where they fall. But at the same time, like, which one is it, bro? Do we want niggas to be better, or do we want niggas to be niggas?
what are you asking? Is it Uchi Wally Wally, or is it One Mic? Is that what you're asking?
It's not even that. It's that I look at it this way, bro, and that's why I kind of, like, stopped commenting specifically on him in this beef, because I realized one thing. No matter, short of, if he goes out there, gets destroyed, he takes the L. If he gracefully bows out, he takes the L. if he goes out here and explains himself as to, like, what his thought process was as to why he didn't want to do something, he takes the L. Nah, bro, it's a situation where motherfuckers don't want to say this out loud, but I would rather niggas just be like, yo, no offense, bro, we niggas, and we wanted to see niggas be niggas.
Okay, while I feel you, I've been literally having multiple conversations regarding this situation, and every time somebody brings up Cole, they always say, you know what, in hindsight, Cole did the smart thing. And it's never, no. it's never to diss him. It's literally us realizing, what up, bro? It's literally us realizing Cole was being Cole. He said, hey, this is not hip hop. Y'all really don't like each other. I'm out.
But let me address that real quick. Let me address this. And then I'm going to say this is why Cole, and I'm going on based on all the shit, because we only got information based on what social media stuff has told us, because Drake and Kendrick, and in none of these raps have they said why the beef started in the first place. However, Academic and the other people was like, Cole and Drake had the cut when they said it's the big three. They said, hey, we want you on the song, Kendrick. So Drake hit Kendrick up and said, me and Cole doing the thing, we're going to say it's big three, yada, yada, yada. We want you on the thing. And they said that Kendrick said, nah, I'm good. I'm Gucci on that. I ain't going to be on y'all shit. And so then the verses got reworked. J. Cole had to rework his verse. That's why it sound all weird, and it sound like Kendrick's supposed to be on it, because he like, yeah, these my two niggas. We the best rappers in the game. And Drake had to change his shit around altogether. And that's where the beef started from. So look, two things. I'm saying real quick.
Are we sure? Because Jax,
that's what
I done been somewhere with you, and a phone call came on your phone, and you looked at it, and you was like, nah, I know they ain't calling me.
Hey, that might have happened. I'm just saying this is what at and other niggas said. Joe Budden knew too. If you listen to the Joe Budden podcast, he the one who first said this beef was gonna happen way back, a few years back. So Joe Budden knew too. So I don't know. But apparently the beef started over a professional, like, I'm not gonna be on your trend shit. Okay. So it started off as a hip hop beef. So J. Cole was in it and jumped in it because it was a hip hop beef. Because niggas was saying who the big three is. You can't just say it's not a big three, nigga. It's just big me, nigga. So now the beef is starting with hip hop. Now, for Kendrick and Drake to get personal or whatever, I get that part. But J. Cole came back with a hip hop joint and rap and whatever. He could have kept rapping on his hip hop. And then that would have let niggas know J. Cole ain't one of them. But instead, he was like, I'm sorry, nigga. I apologize, nigga. Whatever. Now we at a point now where the shit's so goofy to me, where niggas releasing shit. Kendrick just dropped 74 songs in one day. All right? The nigga, every time Drake can come do an interview on Good Morning America tomorrow and say, hey, I'm having a concert in New York. It's going to be blah, 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 blah. Hey, I appreciate y'all, boys, blah, blah, blah. Or he can come out and say, hey, I've got a joint album coming out with Taylor Swift or whatever, blah, 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 and all that stuff. And motherfucking, what the fuck is Kendrick gonna do? You ain't got no concert, nigga. You play with little girls, blah blah blah. This shit is ridiculous at this point.
All right, hold on, because you kind of skipping right now. I want to circle back, because all right, this is the last thing I'm gonna say about Cole, and then we can move on to Euphoria. I said this in the group chat. I said this on over the phone when we had that when me, Coop, and LQ, when we had that conversation. I said, for Cole to get some leverage, he got to make an example out of Kanye.
Oh yeah,
I'm
no.
standing on
That
that.
that's the one thing we all universally agree on. Cole has to sacrifice Kanye.
Yeah.
Bro, listen, you want me to tell you what it is? I think this is just us going, okay, guys, Kanye's gotta go. Kanye's gonna
Want to make a
personnel.
change? Like,
How did, yeah, I agree with that. How did Cole let Kanye come in there with that shit? Although I think Kanye can rap, he ain't no damn one of the greatest rappers of all time. Somebody need to come in there and be like, hey,
No,
why this one, we won. Why you jumping
we
in?
got a better chance that Kanye making a beat. We all listen to it. It's got no words on it, and then everybody call each other going, "Bro, did you hear what Kanye said?"
Let's go set your bitch ass up and make some drums, nigga.
He did exactly that. We're gonna get to that too.
That is kind of funny because I was going to say that. Like, he definitely just.
That's another thing that makes this. That's another thing that was funny about this, because
Girl.
literally every time Metro tweets or makes a post, it's just people like people putting like either the drum emoji or like just pictures referencing drums.
Yeah.
It has been hilarious every time. But to jump into Euphoria, which was the Kendrick response that dropped some time after that. That was one of those things that he said in the song was about the feature request and just knowing that they got some shit to address. So
What if it's like a real direct phone call of just like Drake calling Kendrick, like, hey man, listen, I want you to come do this song with me and Cole. And he was like, nah, fuck both of y'all. And he was like, okay, listen, so I'm gonna ask you again. Because I don't think you heard me, Penny. I don't think you quite understood what I was saying. I was saying, come do this song with me at home. And Kendrick was like, nah. Fuck both of y'all. Matter of fact, fuck whoever, love y'all.
First off, how did y'all feel about the song itself?
Here. I think that so far, until what's the joint that just came out? I think everybody was making like Kendrick was like surgically slicing this nigga, and Drake was making bombs.
Come here.
And then all of a sudden, it flipped when Kendrick dropped the new joint. But I thought Euphoria was for what it is. I thought it was a good dismantling of Drake, as far as like lyrically, like, okay, listen, nigga, this is what I'm saying, nigga. Cool. I don't
Right,
know,
well.
man. Kendrick weird, man. It's like, it's
Was this when
like,
you
I
were
don't
in the
know.
was this when you were in the chat? You was like, I'm over all this shit.
Yeah, because my thing is, bro, I don't know how I feel about a battle rap with quadruple, triple entendres, and then the song being
So I
named.
pull away and bro, we just took him out. He did his thing. We walking. He got in the crib for a while.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Okay, here's my problem. When you are battle, when it's niggas beef and it's on record, or even when it's battle rap, that's the whole point. Who's the better rapper? Who's the better okay, not even who's the better rapper, who's the better MC? And for once, beef like this only come every so often, where we just have individuals of high caliber going back and forth between one another. Like fuck all the petty shit, fuck all the salacious allegations that we will never know are true or not. It's who right now is the better MC, and right now Kendrick is up. Kendrick is all the way up
So
because.
let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, and not to cut you off. So when you
Okay.
say okay, so when it's a battle, it's about who's the best rapper, who's the
Who
best MC,
is the
right?
better who's the better MC and who can deliver the better performance?
So there's
And for
no
right
way, bro.
After 50, after dropping Give Me 50, there is no way that what Kendrick did was considered the better, like he was better rapper. It just was that he was more clever, bro. There ain't no way he was considered a
I'm
better
sorry,
rapper.
I gotta
He just
disagree with
had
you.
different grievances, I feel like.
Lyrically, Kendrick has been better, and literally everything that you expected Drake to do, the fact that Kendrick has gotten to it first and literally has surprised all of us, shocked all of us even, is what's making this like awesome. Like, I don't expect this out of Kendrick. None of us expected this out of Kendrick. We
You
all
expect
expected
Kendrick to
this out of
win?
Drake. We expect this out of a Drake. We expect this out of a 50 Cent. We expect this out of a Hov because Hov was just petty like that. We expect like we can go
Wait,
down the list of people
what you said we didn't expect? You said we didn't expect this.
well, what Kendrick is doing currently, we didn't we never expected it out of him.
I
We never
did.
did. We
I
didn't think it
did.
was in. We
I
I'm
did.
sorry. There's no way anybody can say, yeah, I knew
Yeah,
Kendrick
I
had
did.
this
You know
in
why?
him. So you
You know
expected
why, bro?
Kendrick to put out multiple and not that's not the, you know, that's not the
The
song hop, but
multiple tracks isn't what's surprising me. It's how it's being done.
right.
It's the
So I
how.
knew the nigga wasn't talking about the multiple tracks because nobody could have guessed multiple tracks in one day shit. Nobody expected that. I agree with that. But what Kendrick is doing as far as like the way he's going at Drake, how he's dismantling him, how he's building up his shit, how he's the things he's rapping about and shit like that. None of this is unexpected to me from Kendrick. Because if you're gonna just to put in perspective, if you're in a rap battle with Drake, right? You got your heavy blows and you got your jabs, right? So on the joint with Future, that was a jab. Might
Okay.
even not even been a punch. That's a little jab or whatever.
It's a
Then,
jab. We agreed as a jab.
right, that's just a little jab or whatever. Then Drake came back with his joint. Okay, so now Drake took the bait. Because not only was that a jab, but he was fishing. You feel me? He took the bait. So now you come back and you hit him with a little bit more, right? Then Drake came back and did whatever he did with the AI, like you said, miscalculated, but it's now Kendrick, he like a crocodile in a pool with a wounded duck. Because he's like, oh, this nigga put an AI? So now he's just going crazy. At no point in time did I think Kendrick wasn't going to get deep and personal. At no point in time did I think Kendrick wasn't going to bring up the most salacious shit about Drake. Because with the way this shit go, bro, the only way to win this shit now is for a nigga to either kill the other nigga or have the nigga killed, or you have to make a track and wrap the shit in front of the nigga house and drop the video. Because at this point, it's like this, what the shit building up to, right? We know Kendrick can go forever. We know Drake can go forever. Let's be real. We know they can make a track. This ain't 1995 or 2001 with Nas and Jay-Z or nothing like that, where it take 3, 4, 5 weeks to get a track out the studio and get it produced massively and shit like that. Ain't this no more. You can make a track tonight and drop the track tonight, and the whole world can hear the track. Right? So we know these niggas can go forever. So how long are we gonna go where Kendrick's gonna say Drake like little girls and Drake gonna say Kendrick beat bitches? How long are we gonna do that?
Listen, it's going to go until somebody concedes. Okay, and that's the point I made the other day in the group
Ain't
chat.
happening. Ain't happening. It's two of the most pettiest niggas in hip hop. It's two of the most. That's another
But
reason why I knew Kendrick was gonna do it. The nigga petty. The nigga
listen,
being petty.
like it just
Listen.
started elevating to it went from hey, we don't want to hear you say
He
nigga,
say nigga.
which I guess Jax, to your point, was a whole other thing.
That's a whole other issue. We can talk about that if y'all want, but I'm
Okay,
still not with that shit.
one, we're not even, because you turned it into some racism thing. It's not even
No, it's
racism.
not even that it's about
It's
racism though. And I ain't gonna dwell on
about
it. I'm
culture
just saying it's like, no, I just don't like, okay, here go my thing. Niggas went and we ain't gotta dwell on it. I just wanna make my point so niggas out there understand what I'm saying. As black people, Niggas went through too much to be accepted as black. The nigga daddy black. For the whole history of niggas, okay? We are black when your daddy is black. We as niggas, I ain't talking about what these crackers got to say. I'm talking about niggas. We as niggas have always accepted a nigga with a black daddy or a black mama is black. Period. It ain't never been up for debate. This ain't no mystery science theater where we're trying to figure out the ethnicity of Drake. Drake's a nigga. He's always been a nigga. We ain't
Hold on,
never
hold on,
challenged that.
hold on, hold on. This is where I'm finna challenge you, because I've told y'all this before. All skin folk ain't your kin folk.
That ain't what we arguing, though.
Oh no,
That ain't what we arguing. And I agree
that
with
is,
that
but that's what,
100%.
but that's what's being
Call the
argued.
nigga a coon then.
That's what's
Call the
being
nigga a
argued.
coon then. Call the nigga.
What they're arguing is, when it's come time for some real black shit to happen, what side are you on, Drake? That's what's
He's
being argued.
black.
And it's
He's black. Drake ain't never been anti-nigga. What are we talking about?
stop. This, 'cause you've been on this show long enough to hear me make the same argument about this nigga Drake more than once, 'cause I've said it more than once on this show. I've said, hey, in the entire 15 years that we've been hearing this nigga Drake rap, what song has that we can say has changed your life? What, at what moment has Drake ever proved that he was about the culture versus a user of the culture? At what time has Drake said anything that made you believe that when it came to what that when it came down to standing for some shit for the black community, that he was going to be down? I don't care that you're a black man living in Canada. You are still a part of this black American diaspora because you're using it for your own purposes. Now,
What the fuck, Mary?
hold on. Now, if it's cool to use the black American experience for your own purposes and just say, hey, when it came time, because I'll even make it more simple for you, Jax. When George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Ahmaud Arbery got gunned down by police, where was Drake? Where was he at?
I don't know what the nigga is.
Okay, then.
However.
What are we talking about? What are we
However,
talking about?
how the
Because
fuck ever? Hold on, wait, wait,
that's
wait,
what's
wait,
being
wait, 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 wait.
questioned. That's
Wait,
what's being
if you
questioned
want,
when.
again, if you want to say the nigga a coon, then come out Rick Ross and Kendrick and say, when George Floyd, when Trayvon Martin, you ain't say shit, boom, that's fine. I'm with that. Do not, I repeat, do not say, the nigga not black enough to say nigga. That's detrimental to niggas as a whole. Although Q, I respect where you're coming from and the way that you're wording your argument because it does make sense. And I do agree. Drake ain't no, he's not Dr. Umar. You feel me? He's not even
I don't
LeBron
even know
James.
him to be.
Right,
I don't even know him to be
hold on,
Dr. Umar.
wait, let me get the thought. He's not even LeBron James because LeBron James is like, fuck it, we putting on the Trayvon Martin shirts, nigga, the whole team. Fuck it. So he's not even LeBron James. However, it's detrimental to us as a people when you have somebody who is clearly black. It ain't up for debate. And we're not saying you're not black enough because you didn't support Trayvon Martin. We're saying, we don't want you to say nigga no more because you white and your mama white. That's detrimental for the culture because there's too many mixed kids out here that's niggas. They gonna be niggas. They gonna grow up niggas. They gonna go through nigga shit. And we sit here, we getting on Aubrey because we don't like this nigga and it's cool for this beef. It's certain things niggas have to do. And I'm actually shocked that Kendrick Ross, you an ignorant ass nigga. You showed me Ross. Now I am gonna go Umar did it's my bad. But you showed me Ross a video the other day of you having a party at your house and the pool was full of bitches and they was all white. Nigga, fuck you, Ross. Fuck
Okay.
you, nigga. Talking about
Listen.
white boy this, white boy that. You got a pool full of snowbirds. Man, bye. But Kendrick, I'm disappointed in
I
Kendrick.
can't
I mean,
really
I'm gonna finish
speak
my
on.
thought. No, wait, let me
Okay.
just finish my thought on Kendrick. The only
Go
reason I'm
ahead.
disappointed in Kendrick by addressing that and bringing that up and piling on that is because there are mixed kids out here that have identity issues, that feel certain type of ways. And for us to be like, we don't want to hear you say nigga no more, and not be, that's not right. Now, if you want to call him a coon, that's a different thing. But saying he's not a nigga is crazy. Uncle Ruckus is a nigga. He's just a coon. Right or wrong. O.J. Simpson is a nigga. He's a coon. There's a difference between being a coon and a nigga. Everybody's a
Okay.
nigga. That's all
Oh,
I'm
I
saying.
kind of see now. I think I see what Jax is talking about. Jax isn't talking about the actual insult at Drake himself. He's talking about what the insult denotes for the culture by attacking him that way.
Yes, you can't, like, y'all can say whatever y'all want in this beef shit. The insults are the insults. And again, if it was just Rick Ross, when Rick Ross said it, I laughed because it's Rick Ross. Okay? When Kendrick said it, it's different to me. It's different because all the shit you just said, Drake is not Q. Kendrick is. You feel
Okay,
me? So now niggas is gonna take that a different way.
and while I get you, and you have a magnificent point. I'm
Okay.
gonna go back to my original point. All skinfolk ain't your kinfolk, because if that's the case, Jax, if that's what you're gonna say is detrimental, are we inviting Candace Owens back to the barbecue? Yes or no?
No. And guess what?
Then
Drake
I
don't
don't
even
want
have to come to
then
the
I don't want to
barbecue.
hear the then I don't
But
want to hear the fucking
wait, he don't even
biracial
have.
detriment. I
Hey,
don't want to hear the
wait. Let me
detriment
say this
because you
about. Let me say
biracial.
this about Candace Owens. Let me
I
say this
don't
about
want to hear
Candace Owens' point. Here's my point, and it's just make this. This is what my point is. And every time you say it, it's just in my opinion, it makes my point. Here's my thing. Candace Owens can't bring her cool ass to my barbecue. However, cousin Candace is still a nigga. Ain't nobody telling Candace Owens you're not black. We might say you don't act black. We might say you don't support black. We might say you're a coon, but nobody says you're not black, cousin. So to step and say Drake don't even gotta come to the barbecue. You don't want no fucking poutine at the barbecue. However, he's a nigga.
I
And
think,
to say
look,
you can't say,
hold on.
to say you can't say, because listen, let me tell y'all what's gonna happen. And then I want to move on back to the battle. Because I promised
Jax
Dennis I
right
wasn't
now
gonna
has the
hijack it.
ability to fuck with somebody versus excluding them from
Thank
where they
you. Cool.
currently
Now,
belong.
cool. Now hold
Hold
that
on, hold
thought.
on,
Hold
hold
that
on,
thought.
hold on,
And
hold on,
again.
hold on, hold on, hold on. First off, because I'm like, Jax made a point that I wasn't even thinking about. And again, Jax, you made a magnificent point.
But that's why,
Kendrick.
my bad, because I feel where you're coming from, Q.
Yeah, Kendrick literally explains his entire thing. He says, hey, some shit just cringeworthy. Ain't even that deep.
Yeah,
But he
like
said, and he followed that up by saying, we don't want to hear you
hey.
say nigga no more. Now
Hey.
listen, let me just say this last part, and then I'll be done with the Drake shit, with the nigga shit. What's gonna happen? Because these niggas, regardless if they like it or not, this battle, regardless of if anybody like it or not, is in the forefront of hip hop culture right now, right? So what's gonna happen is there's gonna be a mixed kid in school who has been saying nigga for whatever long in school, and nobody thought twice about it. And this kid, because of this song and this track, and a nigga that might not like him, that's an actual not mixed nigga, he's gonna hear that. We don't want to hear you say nigga no more. And everybody, it's problematic. That's all I'm saying. Yes, I get what Kendrick said about it being cringeworthy and all that, but no matter how much that bar helped you with this beef on Drake, it's not worth that mixed kid in Pasadena, California, that got to deal with that shit on Monday. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
Because that
so
mixed kid in Pasadena is still a nigga.
right, so here's my observation, because as I listen to y'all, I realize, both of y'all have made great points. But I think the thing with,
Which one is up here, Douglas?
how people perceive Drake versus, because if you think about it, nobody has ever said did any of this about Cole, and Cole is mixed.
Mixed, exactly.
So, but I think what it is that people have just, put together different things that Drake has done over time. Like, because they had the video around was circulating of him, when he was saying, nigga with the ER at the end. And I think that, over time, like just little just little, pieces of just stuff that Drake has done is leading people to say that Drake has, done that thing where him embracing his black side has only been done when it's convenient for him. Like
And a lot of niggas do that.
and he said things in songs that have been, and I could use this to segue over into Family Matters as well. But when he had that line where he was like, "You always rapping like you trying to get the slaves free," and
Yeah, that was a crazy bar. That's just funny. When I heard that, but that goes into my point of what, and not to cut you off, Dennis. I think Drake in that bar, he's trying to tell not just Kendrick, but everybody, like, nigga, I'm just rapping just to make money and have fun. I'm not rapping to free no slaves, nigga. I'm not that nigga. And I respect that because everybody don't have to be
That's my
that
problem, Jax. Even Trent Daddy got a song where he going like, "Hey, what we doing for the black community?" JT Money got a song talking about, "Hey, what I gotta do to get my niggas got out of jail?" And I swear I'll smack the shit out of you if you gonna sit here and tell me JT Money can sit here and talk about getting niggas out of jail and Drake can't.
I
Come
think we,
on, bruh. You cannot
I
sit
think we're
here and
not
be
a
a
monolith.
user. You cannot sit here and be a user of our experience. Because again, this nigga is from Canada. And I'm not saying that he don't experience racism. It ain't no shit going on from Canada. But you cannot sit here and be a user of the black experience in America. And then when it comes time for some nigga shit to happen, your ass disappear.
But he's black. So my thing
Nah,
is with this
you
particular.
can't sit here and be like, "Hey, let's go ahead and defend this nigga because he black,
No, I'm
because his
not
dad is from
defending. I'm not
Belgium."
defending
Like
him.
what? Like what? Like what are we doing?
Wayne, check me out. Jack is actually concurring with you that the nigga's a coon.
Right. But
He's
that
that,
don't
and
make
that's
him
what,
not a
and, but
nigga.
that's and, but that's what he's trying to. I think what he's trying to illustrate is that in this situation, the proper thing to categorize him as is a coon, not to exclude him from the race he belongs to.
But nobody's excluding him from that.
Yeah, he is. Because let me tell you why they
When do
exclude
we
him.
exclude him
Because
from
the
that?
only people that can
Because he's
say
saying
nigga,
by attacking him on the white on the white on the premise of the white
white
boy thing
shit,
versus just calling him a coon,
or him just
essentially
his
it's the
ability to
same.
be able to say nigga in general.
Thank you,
Yeah,
Dennis.
it's
I want to
attacking
focus
him.
on that because the only niggas that can't say niggas is non-niggas. I'm a
Well,
nigga. I can say
again,
nigga. I can say nigga. I can say whatever I want because I'm a nigga. Nobody's questioning. If I'm around a random person who don't know me and I say nigga, nobody look at me sideways. They don't know if I'm a coon or not. They don't know if I give a fuck about the community or not. Nobody look at me sideways because I'm a nigga. And Drake should be warranted that same grace. Because when you look at Drake, when he talks, when he speaks, when he moves, he is a nigga. Period.
But again, that's why I'm like, he sits there and addresses it fucking 8 bars later. Hey, some shit not even that deep. I just don't like hearing you say it.
I don't know, man. I don't know, man.
I meant to
I
ask
think
him because I was
to
thinking
me
about
on
this
this one.
at that bar after Wayne had made this same point to me the other yesterday. I was wondering, what if when he said, "We don't want to hear you say nigga," what if he just literally talking about like him and his personal group of friends? Like technically, then the statement isn't wrong. He
I mean,
might just really be like, "Yo, me, schoolboy Q, asshole, and top dog, don't want to hear you say
Yeah, we
nigga
could just chalk it up to it being going back to
no
his personal dislike for Drake saying it.
more. Right.
For me,
We not
and
exclude
Q.
we not excluding you from being black. We just saying, hey,
Q, I'll say
when
this.
you say nigga, I just don't fuck with it.
You'll love this point, Q, because you was an avid listener, bruh, listen, right? And me and Tank used to get in some hellified disagreements or whatever, right? And I used to be like making the point of the arguments that Tank was making for what niggas should be doing or how niggas should handle themselves was an argument that was only valid if niggas was accepted as Americans first. Then seen as niggas. You remember that shit, Q? I like, we gotta be accepted as Americans first, then seen as niggas for Tate's points that he's making on reform and social justice and stuff like that from his viewpoint. for those things to be accurate, we need to be in a certain manner and light within America. So I think that's a good way to put it to you. It's like, okay, I get the microcosms of this, or for them saying that, or him or Ross. I get the microcosm of it. However, we are still not accepted in unison as a nigga by everybody. So one thing I never want us to do as niggas is to disembowel a nigga. Because whether we spin it, like it, spin it, whatever, nobody on this podcast, or I hope nobody that listens to the show, will say a black person is not a black person because their father or mother is not black and the other one is. We all agree that a person who has a father or more mother that is black is a black person. I have never heard one of y'all niggas say that. That's not a nigga.
No.
Right?
None of us have ever said that. No.
Right. So until, but, however, even though the four of us are highly intelligent and understand and respect this type of shit or whatever, the four of us, yes. But we know that there's ignorant niggas and white people out there that don't think like that. What are you? What is this person? Blah, 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 and all this other shit, right? So with those type of things still floating around, with the especially we're not looking at the geopolitical and social aspect of how America is right now. Yeah, we're Canadian, but we're not looking at how America is right now. To say that, I just feel like it's real risky, bro. Or as the French would say, risque. I feel like it's real risky, bro. And I just don't want, I don't give a fuck about Drake as a person, as an individual. I don't even give a fuck about Kendrick. Because at the end of the day, I think it's lost on us that these two millionaires battling about who the real nigga is. Fuck most y'all niggas, to be real with you. But at the end of the day, or whatever, both of these is niggas. Both of these is niggas, and I don't want that shit to be lost on nobody. I don't want nobody trying to tell me. All I'm saying is this, and I get y'all points too. Don't nobody but not, and I said it like that for a reason. If you Southern, then you understand that. Don't nobody but not tell me that Drake ain't no nigga because of this damn rap battle. I swear to God, I'm slapping shit at you.
Oh no,
If you're
I'm not.
not
I'm not even
Q,
gonna say that.
Yeah, I don't think.
I'm just.
No,
I'm
listen, listen.
lying.
If you're not Q, Cooper, Dennis. Okay, because this shit out in the airwaves. This shit already, how long we been on the show? 30 minutes, 50 minutes? So this shit already halfway to Mars right now. Listen, if you can hear me, if you're not one of the niggas on No Static Podcast and we've had an intellectual conversation about this, and then we had a conversation about Drake Kendrick shit, you say, well, Drake ain't no nigga because Kendrick said he ain't no nigga, blah, 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 blah. I'm slapping shit at you. I promise you. And for everybody listening that try to sneak up on me and talk about the pod that don't think I know you talk about the pod, I don't give a fuck. If you say it, I'm slapping shit at you. I stand on business, as Bruce Lee would say.
You heard it here first, people. All right, are
You
we getting back to the
heard
battle
it.
now?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. How do we feel about Family Matters? I well,
Yes,
wait,
did
I'm saying
anybody
why
not
y'all
feel
if
about
y'all
what?
about the song I'll go first. The song well going to the Drake response, the Family Matters joint. Well as a song, well as a diss, I like the second and the third part more than I like the first part, but that's just
Right.
my opinion of the song itself.
It,
Now, this
did
is
there seems.
where we get to like this is where we get to the salacious, like it's tea from here on out.
Right. That's what I
We
was
get
about
to
to ask.
that phase
Did
of
anybody
music.
know? Did anybody know? Did anybody know that Kendrick beat his bitch?
Allegedly.
I ain't said allegedly. If Drake said it on his shit, he went and got investigators put, you know what I'm saying? It's Gadget found out.
Nah, we not doing that.
Yeah, I guess we'll say allegedly for legal purposes, right?
Because all of this is just
Kendrick ain't say I ain't
speculation
beat
to
my
me.
bitch, though. Did Kendrick say I ain't beat my bitch?
You say what?
Did Kendrick say he ain't beat his bitch?
What if Kendrick come out and say, "Yeah, I do, and yours too"?
Jesus Christ.
I didn't know that Kendrick beat on bitch. So to me, I felt like that was a you like you said, Dennis about salacious, whatever, right? I felt like that was mad salacious because and I want niggas to be on the same type of time. I want niggas to be on the same type of time because if he did allegedly beat his bitch allegedly, this nigga's trash, right?
And I think that this is all okay. Let me preface all of what we're about to say is this is all alleged speculation and tea from both sides. We don't know what's true and what isn't. But yeah, so Drake was saying that Kendrick put hands on his woman. That's what Drake said. He said a lot of other stuff, and I don't know if we want to get into, him addressing like Weeknd, Rocky, and all of them, but that is what he said about that was the bombshell that was dropped about Kendrick.
And I will say this, and I'm gonna let Q or Poop respond to it because I know niggas think I got Drake bias, okay? I'm not trying to do the hardship Olympics or the oppression Olympics or the violator Olympics. I'm not trying to do that either. Okay? But I'm gonna say it. Right? If a nigga beat his bitch, allegedly, well, I ain't gotta say allegedly, this hypothetically. If a nigga beat on his bitch, it's fucking trash. Okay? It's fucking trash. We know what he's gonna say about Drake, and if Drake did that, fucking trash. Right? But where is the reaction? Because all the reactions that I heard about all of these tracks Kendrick done dropped and all of that, everything, I haven't heard too much of niggas saying why. Drake said Kendrick beat his bitch up. That's a hell of a fucking accusation, my boy.
I
It,
think.
but see, it seemed like it did. I'm letting you get point. It seemed like niggas really cool with ignoring that, because I ain't heard that banter back and forth on Twitter too heavy. I ain't heard it too heavy on TikTok in these reaction videos. Like,
Bro,
oh,
the difference
yeah, bro,
between,
when.
I could tell you the difference between both. So, the thing with what was said about Kendrick, from what I've, seen, observed, etc., is that there has been, compared to everything that Kendrick said about Drake, we've seen, like, I guess, whispers and rumblings and some evidence that shows that Drake is a freaky frog. That's not to say that, he, and I don't say that to say that he may be doing, that he's doing anything illegal. I don't know. And I'm not going to, speculate or assume that, or, put that on his jacket. But there have been things on Twitter that have been, presented on different occasions. For Kendrick, there was one situation like back in maybe like 2014, that something that happened with somebody, and it came from this, like, I guess, tabloid site or something like that, that didn't really have any, that didn't really have any like notoriety to his name, but it got debunked immediately. There was nothing to, show that that's something that was ha like, even just a lot of what Drake was saying, there was nothing really to say that, like, even when he said that about Kendrick's, I guess, fiance being pregnant by Dave Free, Kendrick's manager. Like, a lot of this is like, there was nothing to show for that. So it's like, there's nothing to show that he does put hand that he does or did, or put hands on his woman, basically.
Why I feel like we just giving this nigga the benefit of the doubt. Although I agree with what you're saying, Dennis. Why I feel like we giving this nigga the benefit of the doubt real heavy, like, oh, well, it's all hearsay. Or
I feel like with both of these, we need like some proof, period. Like, a lot of stuff has been thrown out here, and we
it's
ain't got
gonna
no proof.
get more. It's gonna get deeper. You realize these niggas ain't finished.
No,
So
like,
now we
that's
about to remember the episode of Boondocks, y'all boys, where they was doing the R. Kelly trial, and he was like, "That's not me." Then the nigga was on the tape and the phone rang. He said, "Yes, this is Robert Kelly. Yes, my social security number is blah, blah, blah." We gonna need that shit. That's what's gonna happen next. A nigga gonna be like, cause even Drake said it now. Cause it's funny you say about the we need proof of the accusation. Drake said, "Oh, a nigga in my camp, he not down. A nigga in my camp flawed. Well, then tell me who it is. Say it out loud."
Holy shit! I just remember something. We skipped over 616 in L.A., which talks about that exact thing of
right.
There being leaks in Drake's camp. I don't really have anything to add on to that particular song. Except I like it. The sample is dope, and it was more so a therapy
your
session.
TV.
But
my bad, Dennis. Cool your TV. It's kicking back real bad. There you go. Go ahead, Dennis. My bad.
But it was 616 in LA was more of like a therapy session in a sense, which told that, hey, somebody's feeding me information. And to, circle back to where we are. Dang, Coop's TV kicking back just threw my whole train of thought off.
You were saying we skipped over it. And
oh, yeah.
My bad. Yeah,
we
have
over
16 in LA now.
Yeah, we skipped over the fact that he had, that Kendrick was saying that somebody is telling him, information, or that everybody on Drake's team isn't solid. And we've heard that before from people. We heard it from Pusha T. We heard it from The Weeknd. And, so it's one of those things where it's like, and Coop says this pretty often, strangers don't get together to say the same thing about you. And that is definitely something that has some validity to it. And you could kind of like, as we kind of, delve further into, the other tracks that were released, you can tell that that exists.
Yeah. I will give Drake credit though. When Drake said, "Who it is, nigga? Say the nigga name." I think that was a very, 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 very good thing to say. And the reason why I say that is because at some point, like you just said, Dennis, niggas need proof, right? Because I could be right now, if I'm Kendrick, I can come out with a track right now and be like, "Your man told me that he hates you. Your man told me he fucked your girl. He right underneath you, blah, 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 blah," and all this other shit, right?
Mm.
That don't mean it's true. I could just be saying it for the bar. You feel me? So Drake saying, "Address it, nigga. Say who it is, nigga." Right?
You can say that same thing about him accusing his manager of getting his wife pregnant.
Yeah, a lot of exactly. This at the end of the day is ultimately going to need some kind of proof or something to,
As they once said on the greatest movie of all time, Coming to America. Aha! Aha! When I had text y'all boys, wrap this shit up. Y'all boys remember that?
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I did that, we just did it. And I knew it was going to come out in this episode. I didn't even have to steer the conversation there. We just talked and talked and talked, and now it came out on its own. Why? At what point do this shit be over with? Because I don't want to hear a bunch of salacious, unfounded things.
Well, I know
it's already going left, in my opinion. And it's just my opinion. I think it's already going left. Okay? This is Jay-Z and Nas was a way better hip-hop beat. You know why? Because Jay-Z and Nas was about hip-hop for the most part. You feel me?
I know for one, I cannot speculate.
Jay-Z and Nas is definitely not about hip-hop.
It was for the most part. Let's not forget, because people was talking about, because I saw a tweet, and it's so funny you mentioned them. But it said something along the lines of it's a good thing we didn't have Twitter when the Hov and Nas beef was going on, because they would have been like Hov need to show the picture of the condom on the baby seat.
Thank God. No, I agree with that. And when I say it's about hip hop, here's what I mean. All we had was the track. And you couldn't drop a track. And the same thing with Tupac and Biggie. We know that was personal. But that's a hip-hop beef. Because that's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. Okay, cool. It took 2 years for a reply. Whatever. Right? All we had was the hip hop. This shit here, we might as well go and wrap this shit up, man. Because this shit gonna get bad, y'all boys. You hear me? This shit is going to get bad. And like I said, the only way for this shit to win is either, like you said, where a nigga gotta concede. If a nigga don't concede, then the other ways a nigga gotta win, you have to fucking kill the nigga, which nobody wants any of that. Or you gotta get, well, you gotta get the video with the track, and you gotta wrap that shit in front of the nigga house. You see how Kendrick put the nigga Drake house with a whole bunch of red dots on top of the shit
We're gonna
or
get there.
whatever?
We're gonna get there.
Yeah. We
Cause
got you, a nigga got to pull up to Kendrick's house in New York, stand outside the front door, wrap your track, and like leave one of those bags with the dog shit in it that you set on fire so a nigga can't, and then record Kendrick coming out the door to step on the dog shit on fire. And he won.
so up next we got Meet the Grams, and this is where this is where it takes a turn, because literally less than an hour after Drake put out the Family Matters joint, we got Meet the Grams, which again goes back into more Salacious T. We get the rumblings of Drake having a daughter, which for me, I don't too much care about that.
Me either, man. I ain't like that actually.
But I do know
I
that
ain't
that
like
was
that.
something that was mentioned.
Yeah. Let me tell you why I ain't like the
Now
daughter coming in.
I got it. Now I got an issue, because I'm gonna be honest with you. If he's beating it, if Kendrick's beating his wife, bad Kendrick. If Drake got a daughter out here that he abandoned, good Drake.
No. If Drake abandoned his daughter, then cool. But I thought the thing was he's hiding his daughter or some shit like that or
Oh, okay. I
whatever.
like that. Yeah.
How would Kendrick know he abandoned his daughter? If he abandoned her, how the fuck he, how you, who you, Maury Povich, nigga? You know who the daddy is without, you know what I'm saying? Because so from what took from it was, oh, Drake got a daughter and he had it like he did his son or whatever. The reason why I got beef with that, it's Drake. Because why the fuck do I need to see your kid or interact with your child at all? You feel me? Just because these people who are porn stars don't show us their kid doesn't mean they don't love and care about their kid or do stuff for their kid. It just means based on their lifestyle, they don't want their kid in the limelight. You feel me? Okay, boom. Look at Drake. Okay, if Drake got 56 kids out here, he could take care of all of them. Right? So just because he's not Antonio Cromartie with his 20 kids or Philip Rivers with his 13 kids and putting it out in public that he got 13 kids, it's none of our damn business if Drake got a kid or not. As long as he's taking care of his kid and stuff like that, it's fine. And guess what? Even if he's not taking care of his kid, that's between him, the government, and his baby mama. You feel me? I'm not here to tell Drake, you gotta tell me you got a kid. Who the fuck are we? So that one I ain't like, because I just
But if that's the case, ain't it between Kendrick, his wife, and his fist, and he hitting her?
not if you beat a bitch. Now that's different. And the only reason I say that, if you're a deadbeat dad or whatever, you can say he can say you're a deadbeat dad. But saying you're hiding your kid from the public don't
So the
make you a
kids can only
deadbeat.
be transformed.
You know what I'm saying? Saying your kid is cool. If this show blow up, which it will, and we become world famous, and they live stream our show on BET like they do Pat McAfee on ESPN, and you don't want nobody to see your kids, so you never mention that you have kids. Y'all realize, oh, bro, listen, I was in a whole relationship for like the whole run of bro, listen, almost, and I never told anybody I had an old lady. I had Nisha on a whole nother show that we was doing with Britney when with the casting couch, and niggas ain't know Nisha was my old lady. And it wasn't because I was embarrassed of Nisha being my old lady. It was the fact of
It's nobody's business.
it's nobody business, bro. If that makes sense to everybody, you feel me? So it's like, what that got to do with this show? What that got to do with Because then when the things I say, in my opinions, what's going to happen? They're going to go to Nisha. Oh, your nigga saying crazy shit. Blah, 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 blah. She ain't need to deal with all that. So I ain't let niggas know she was my old lady. That don't mean I didn't take care of her. That don't mean I didn't do everything I was supposed to do. It's just I ain't nigga business. So my thing is, if Drake got a daughter, I'm gonna go on a limb. I'm gonna take one of Q things because Q always say black men are the most in their life dad of anybody. Q say that all the time. So if Drake got a daughter, I'm gonna assume as a millionaire he take care of his daughter. Okay, and if we're saying a nigga ain't take care of his daughter because he giving his baby mama 90,000 instead of 150,000, I don't want to hear that. Okay, so if he got a daughter, that's his business. If he don't want his daughter in the limelight because he don't want his daughter to have to go to school and be like, Drake, your daddy, Kendrick said, fuck your daddy can't say nigga, you ain't no nigga, then I don't blame Drake.
And I want to be clear that this isn't the, okay, so you remember how I said there's serious allegations from both sides?
Right.
In that Meet the Gram song, that wasn't even the
That's not even a serious allegation.
Matches, you right. know, the domestic violence stuff on, allegedly that's on, you know, Kendrick's side. Like, Drake, well, Kendrick was saying that Drake, you know, they saying that he may be running like a trafficking ring. Well,
and that's
it
wild.
Alludes to that something that
yeah
may be happening. So they're
that's a
both
wild statement.
Sides have, you know, allegations that are illegal, essentially.
Listen, if a track come out called Aubrey Epstein, I'm done.
Ooh, don't give me now. Q, Dennis, cool.
If a Aubrey
Epstein
track drop,
stay right there, Coop. I got you, Dennis. I don't know if you can do it, but you might want to title this show Aubrey Epstein. Now, hear me out. If the track come out from Kendrick and it's called Aubrey Epstein, we want our money. We want our motherfucking money, K Dot, because you listen to No Static, and I know you do. I know you do, K-Dot. And you stole my nigga shit. We want our money. Intellectual property being claimed right now. If you're listening to this in the courtroom in the year 2025, because the guys of No Static has sued Kendrick Lamar because he stole our intellectual property that Coop came up with it on the show, Aubrey Epstein, we want our money, jury.
It's interesting you say that because Aubrey Weinstein was trending the other night.
We want our money, Jerry.
But
Aubrey Epstein, we want our money.
We want our bread.
We want our money.
If we go call this episode Aubrey Epstein versus Kendrick Tyson, I'm down.
We are not.
Yes. Yes.
What is up with y'all?
Kendrick Brown, like Chris Brown. Kendrick.
Ooh. Ooh.
Listen, fellas.
Y'all are wild.
Do not beat your bitch.
Listen,
do not beat your bitch.
Just hear me out. Hear us out, Dennis, your host. Aubrey Epstein versus K. Dot Breezy.
We want our money.
This is why I run the show.
As y'all are sitting in this courtroom, we want our money. I know you had to listen to this whole episode and you was like, what these niggas talking about? Guess what? We don't want that nigga not give us our money no more. Give us our money.
All right.
Give us our money, jury. We proving our point.
Listen, Dennis, never forget what they did to us about Fruit Pac.
24 yeah. hours later, Kendrick dropped another song. It was titled Not Like Us, which doubles down on the allegations of Drake being a freaky frog.
Ain't that wrong with being a freaky frog? I just want to say
it was a bop.
This.
As long as a bop.
It was a bop. It was a bop. Now that was the first bop. Now I'm riding. Now I'm sliding. Because I like bops. I don't like double, triple entendres. Okay? I don't like that. Okay? I was listening to, y'all listen. I was in the office the other day and I was listening to Daniel Caesar and SZA, and I started crying. Not because Daniel Caesar and SZA make me cry, but because the song is so beautiful. I like good music. Okay, I don't want to hear a double triple entendre about how Drake do anything, to be real with you. I want you to make a bop. Let's
So
go bop for bop.
let's not make a triple entendre song about Drake being a freaky frog, but let's make a bop about Drake being a freaky frog.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, if you want to say, don't say nigga, make it a bop. I want bops. I don't want nothing but bops. Okay? I'm bored. I don't want to. Oh, as I scroll through TikTok, my whole TikTok is Drake versus Kendrick and niggas breaking down the entendres. Nigga, I want niggas to break down the bops. Because if I have to hear this song a million times, I want to hear a bop. Okay? And one thing about Drake and his career, you know what Drake made? Bops. You hear me? Drake make bops. Okay? Make a bop, Kendrick. Make a motherfucking bop.
So, I'm all right, cause I'm in a, I don't know, cause I feel like the if Drake is going to respond to this, I feel like we need timestamp Drake for this next response.
Ooh.
If he's gonna, cause I
Ooh.
feel like right now what I feel like what's happening, and while I do think the it is cool to have a bop, and I think what Kendrick did was great. We still got to remember that these are two people that we consider, two out of three top best rappers out right now for this particular generation. So
Yeah.
they got to bring it to the bars. And we know Drake can do it. We know Kendrick can do it. We know they both have that capability, but I think right now it's Right now, I think Drake has to like have something that met like push-ups was the club push-ups was the bop. Like Family Matters, it's interesting with Family Matters because what I've been seeing on the timeline is that like I've been seeing people kind of Family Matters hasn't been getting the best reception when it's been played out at certain places, whereas Not Like Us has like it has literally is literally taken over. Like it was one video where somebody was in the club and Not Like Us was playing, and somebody was playing a saxophone,
I
and the song had just dropped.
hate this shit so much, man. Please wrap this shit up, man. Wrap this shit up, bro. Like
Was playing a saxophone.
I saxophone in the club is crazy. I hate this shit so
They
much,
was
bro.
playing a saxophone
You
to a
know what? Y'all
song.
know what this.
Call on Jax. They was playing a saxophone to a song calling another man a freaky frog.
That's crazy, man. Ain't
We are
nothing wrong
here.
with being a freaky frog.
Look.
Ain't nothing wrong with being a freaky frog. Just
It's
do it
the
legal. Do
it's levels. It's levels.
legal freaky shit.
It's levels to being a freaky
You
frog.
know what else too? I'm gonna say this. I'm not gonna dwell too deep into it because I know it'll go off on a turd. And let me see. Thank God Q ain't on here right now, so I can say it with a little bit of confidence. We black people, we telling Drake don't say nigga and all this other stuff. We got a homophobia issue. Black people, we have a homophobia issue. I'm gonna say it one more time, like Dr. Umar. Black people, our people, our community, we have a homophobia issue. I'm not gonna dwell deep all into it and do all that. I ain't gonna do all that. I ain't gonna hijack the show because that's a whole nother episode.
Yeah, because I was gonna say,
But
because
just
that not only that, and I'm gonna let you finish your point, but I just want to say this, because Drake had a homophobic line in one of his songs about, and I think
yes, we did.
where he said about the weekend music play in clubs where there's a lot of pride going on, and he said that thing about Atlanta, well, he basically took a shot at Atlanta.
Homophobic issues in the black community. Yo, what's the damn it? Cool. What's the comedian? Oh, I got it. Never mind. Bill Burr, right? And Bill Burr did this. Bill Burr was telling a story on the Breakfast Club, and he was like, "Yeah, he a big." It was just I don't know the exact quote, but let's just say, for example, paraphrasing, he said it was a big meaty guy or whatever. Bill Burr just telling the story, just talking, right? And Charlamagne says, whoa, you gotta put a pause in there. And Bill Burr is like, what? No, I don't. I'm just telling a fucking story. You're a big, meaty ass man. What's up with black people and their homophobia? And in that moment, the fact that this white man is checking us on how utterly ridiculous our homophobia has become. So where we can't even say normal sentences without trying to protect our masculinity, I was like, oh shit, we got a problem. And now with this rap battle thing that we got going on and just a whole bunch of other stuff, we got a homophobia issue going, y'all, for us. We got a homophobia issue. I'm not gonna say how we gotta address it and what we need to do and all that. I'm not here for all that tonight because we already been on the show over an hour. But just know, if y'all niggas think something wrong with Drake or Meek Mills or Weekend or Kendrick or any nigga, something's wrong with them. They're a bad person because they're gay or bisexual. Something wrong with you. So I don't think it's an insult or a diss to tell a nigga you're gay. Now, I'm not saying it couldn't be a little cool little bar here or there, a little rap thing or whatever, because I still make jokes and stuff like that, whatever. But the homophobia is rampant. And as a nigga who has a queer daughter and deal with queer people on a daily basis, because I coach queer people, you niggas is corny. You niggas is corny. That's all I gotta say about it.
Straight up. There was also, and you would think after the Not Like Us joint, this will be over with. Metro
That's all.
Metro played some drums. And I don't know if y'all remember the soul samples of like the BBL Drizzy, like soul samples that was like that's like surfaced on the internet. Metro took one and he said he made a beat out of it, and he told people, he was like, all right, so this beat is for free use, and whoever makes the best verse gets a free beat from me. So
That's
now everybody
insane.
is taking turns like dissing Drake on a song.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even lie, Metro, that's one round for you. Metro, one round up.
Nah,
Because
that's
guess what? If you're a rapper out here right now, Dennis, where we at? We got to get our track out. Because getting a free beat from Metro is insane. Especially if he put his tag on the beat. And speaking of beats and tags, is Mustard against Drake now? Because didn't that Kendrick track say Mustard on the beat, oh?
Must have played it in the club that night or no?
So
It was that song was ringing last night.
is Mustard anti-Drake? Is Mustard in on the beef?
I feel like at this point, because it's so divided, anybody that produces a track for either side is pretty much
Pretty much on it.
because Alchemist produced the Meet the Grams joint. Mustard produced Not Like Us. Boy Wonder produced Family Matters. So it's kind of like every side that has a diss track, it's kind of like, oh, okay, so you producing for this person.
Hip hop, man.
Gotta The whole producer thing is guilty by association because I still don't understand where Drake feature and Metro beef them from.
Fast, bro.
That's a whole other thing. I have to we'll have to talk about that off mic, but
These niggas started the shit, though.
this definitely
Future and Metro started the shit. They threw the rock at the nigga house and ran.
they assembled
And
those
left
features
Kendrick.
on those two albums.
That's wild, bro. Where's 21 Savage? Where is 21 Savage? Can you please come help your mans out?
Where's Ja?
Because Drake, right? It's a 20B1, nigga.
Listen, I don't know if y'all
It's
was on.
everybody versus Drake. Where is this nigga's mans?
I don't know if y'all was listening to like some of them submissions. it was one of the I listened to like I listened to one of them just out of curiosity. And I ain't gonna lie. The dude said, if I had a daughter who just turned 11, I'd be scared of 12 too. I ain't gonna lie. I stopped what I was doing.
Hey,
I was like,
hey,
yo.
that's a great philosopher. That's a wild bar. As a great philosopher once said, sensational. That's crazy. I don't know, man. I don't know, man. I don't like the whole trophy stuff. I'm not gonna say Drake. Is Drake a freaky frog? First of all rich people freaky frogs. I just want to point. I don't know why this is shocking to people. If you're not LeBron James or Barack Obama, you're a freaky frog. Okay? If you're rich, you're a freaky frog. But
It's
to say
levels,
he
look.
messing it's a
It's
freaky
levels,
frog, right?
freaking frog.
Right. So to say that he messing with children, I don't like saying that about men because that's stuff you can't come back from. Same thing with beating on your wife. That's a hell of an accusation. Because in my opinion, that's something you can't never get away from. Chris Brown is forever gonna be, when you think Chris Brown or see Chris Brown, you're gonna think about beating up Rihanna. You can't dodge that. Mike Tyson, you can't dodge it. So if Kendrick really did that, ooh, you'd be a wife beater forever, boy. Same
That's
thing with Drake. If you really mess with children, you're never gonna not be a child molester.
yeah, they've put some very salacious things or salacious accusations on each other's jackets.
I don't know, man. Maybe I'm too old, and I don't know, man. Why I feel like we tearing out black men doing it? Why can't just enjoy it? What's wrong with me?
Yeah, because the whole time we've been in the group chat, we've been wondering like.
What's wrong with me, bro?
Like we probably not gonna get nothing like this no time soon.
No,
Between
for real, and
two
I agree
rappers
with
at
that.
the top of their game.
But goddamn, why I can't just enjoy the shit? Why am I feeling? I just feel like I don't like this shit. I feel like this is all unnecessary. Why we gotta shut down two black men? Because you nigga ain't want to be on your phone. I don't care. And I do think, dude, outside of the tearing out black man thing, you know what else bothers me about this shit too, man? And I love the entertainment aspect of it, so that I like that. But I feel like niggas taking it so serious, and it's like y'all realize these niggas is bazillionaires, and they don't give a fuck about us. Oh, they don't give a fuck about us. Kendrick don't care that Coop got to pay his light bill. Drake don't give a fuck that you got to finish up your master's, Dennis. Niggas don't care about regular people. These niggas don't even lead regular people lives. Fuck these niggas. God, I hate niggas.
All right. So with that being said, I think that pretty much wraps up our rap beef portion of the
Hey, that's some shit. The end of the
pod.
rap beat portion of the pod end on me saying I hate niggas. God, typical Jack shit. Golly,
Oh man. All right. Do we have anything on non-compete agreements being banned?
man. It's gonna benefit wrestling.
Ooh, is it?
It's gonna benefit wrestling. It's more of a
Say that again.
television
I'm sorry,
thing.
y'all broke up.
The non-compete agreements are banned now based on the Supreme Court ruling. So then you're no longer allowed to have the non-compete. Now, I
Hold
did
on, so
work
hold
for a
on, Jack.
bill.
Somebody giving us echo.
Oh, that's cool. Cool, the echo.
Q, that might be or might be one of y'all.
Oh, it might be Q.
Always stop.
Okay. That was cool. But yeah, with the non-compete, I did work for a business that was in the tile industry. And when you sign your offer letter, there's a non-compete clause in your offer letter that basically says that if we fire you or you quit for such and such amount of time, and it was like a long time too, like years, you're not allowed to go to another tile company. So for some people, it would be lucrative and good because you're in a situation where You don't have you now you don't have to not go to the other plumber or not go to the other electrician, because that's how they keep people in those places, man. So I mean, on a practical level, that's great with the non-compete type joint. On a what does it mean for a society thing, it's more of a television thing.
Jax,
And
hold on.
it's gonna be crazy.
Everybody stop. Everybody stop. Breaking news. Drake has
Park
responded.
Central.
Drake responded
Yep.
on the show live.
Live.
Wait, while we was recording?
Park
This is
Park Central,
wild.
my nigga.
This I said,
This is
this thing is
wild.
listening to the show.
I was just telling somebody Drake has the opportunity to do the funniest thing, and this is it.
This is wild. And the fact that we stayed on long enough to make this nigga respond. We
All
gotta
right,
play it now,
let's
nigga.
get to it. This just in.
A prize winner is definitely spiraling. I got your fucking lines tapped, I swear that I'm dialed in. First I was a rat, so where's the proof of the trial then? Where's the paperwork of the cabinet is filed in? 1090 Jake would have took all the walls down. The streets would have had me hiding out in a small town. My Montreal connect stand up, not fall down. The ones that you get and get stories from, they all clowns. I am a war general, seasoned in preparation. My jacket is covered in medals, honor and decoration. You waited for this moment, overcome with the desperation. We plotted for a week and then we fed you the information. A daughter that's 11 years old, I bet he takes it. We thought about giving a fake name or a destination, but you so thirsty, you not concerned with investigation. Instead, you in that Venice studio, it's a celebration. You gotta learn to fact check things and be less impatient. Your fans are rejoicing, thinking this is my expiration. Even the picture you use, the jokes and the medication, the Maybach glove and the drug he uses for less inflation. Master manipulator, you bit on a speculation. You dumb and reactive, nigga, I'm petty with dedication. What about the bones we dug up in that excavation? And why isn't Whitney denying all of the allegations? Why is she following Dave Free and not Mr. Morale? You haven't seen the kids in 6 months, the distance is wild. Dave leaving heart emojis underneath pics of the child. Speaking of anything with a child, let's get to that now. This Epstein angle was the shit I expected. TikTok videos you collected and dissected. Instead of being on some disdirect shit, you rather fucking grab your pen and misdirect shit. My mom came over today and I was like, mother, I, wait a second. That's that one record where you say you got molested. Oh, fuck me, I just made the whole connection. This about to get so depressing. This is trauma from your own confessions. This when your father leave you home alone with no protection, so neglected. That's why these pedophile raps and shit you so obsessed with is so excessive. They acting like it's so aggressive, but you just never known affection. I don't wanna diss you anymore. This really got me second guessing. Touch My Body by Mariah Carey play, you probably start reflecting. I never been with no one underage, but now I understand why this the angle that you really mess with. Just for clarity, I feel disgusted. I'm too respected. If I was fucking young girls, I promise I'd have been arrested. I'm way too famous for the shit you just suggested, but that's not the lesson. Clearly, there's a deeper message. Deep cuts that never healed and now they got infected. Like if Dave really fucked your girl and got her pregnant, talk about breeding resentment. Not sure how to ease the sentiment, the shit's too intimate. I'm praying you recover from both incidents, but you a piece of shit, so this shit really no coincidence. Drake is not a name that you gon' see on no sex offender list. Easy does it. You mentioned an A minor, but niggas gotta be sharp and tell the fans who was it. You thought you left D flat, D major. I'll slit your throat with the razor and do Rick Ross air like that one flight from Malaysia. I'm your baby mama screensaver. Only fucking with Whitney's, not Millie Bobby Brown's. I never look twice at no teenager. I'm a fucking hitmaker, dawg, not a peacemaker. Yeah, bullets that I'm stuffing in each chamber. Yo ass in extreme danger. Stop buying views and buy comments. You may as well keep the paper. Shit you about to need for later. I give a fuck about your streaming data. You could drop 100 more records, I'll see you later. Yeah, maybe when you meet Jamaica. I don't wanna fight with a woman beater. It feeds your nature. If you still bumping R. Kelly, you could thank the savior. Said if they deleted his music, then your music is going to a hypocrite. I don't understand why these people praise you. Sounded like you sent him commissary when he needs some paper. Album dropping soon, no wonder you turn a clout chaser instead of doing hard labor. Nigga, I see you when I see you like Fantasia. And Whitney, you can hit me if you need a favor.
And when I say I hit your back, it's a lot safer. I promise. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, this shit was some good exercise. Like, it's good to get out, get the pen working. You would be a worthy competitor if I was really a predator and you weren't fucking lying to every blogger and editor, but it is what it is. You definitely got this shit burnt the fuck out, though. Like, you got 10 more records to drop. The one before the last one, we finessed you into telling a story that doesn't even exist. And then you go and drop the West Coast one to try and cover that up. I would like that one. That would be some shit I could dance to if you wasn't tripling down on some whole other bullshit. But, you know, at least your fans are getting some raps out of you. I'm happy I can motivate you, bring you back to the game, like, you know, but just let me know when we're getting to the facts. Everything in my shit is facts. I'm waiting on you to return the favor, like.
Before anybody say anything, I don't have 3 more hours to talk about what we just heard. because holy shit. I just want to point out 2 bars, and I ain't even going to listen. First of all, the nigga said, "We tricked you, nigga. We made up that 11-year-old shit. I don't have no daughter. We made that up and you took the bait." That's crazy. I don't even want to. But the other part that blew me was when he said, "I'm not going for Millie Bobby Brown. I want Whitney." The nigga talking about the nigga wife. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Okay, what's your thoughts?
Lord Jesus.
I have a couple.
It's two personal.
I have a couple.
That's all I'm saying. It's two personal.
I have a couple.
Now,
go ahead. Y'all go ahead.
Now, again, like, I apologize. I had to go and be a parent real quick.
I like Drake.
But before we got into the whole, you know, blackness conversation, one of the points I wanted to make was I actually don't. The only part that I dislike about this entire beef is the whole, hey, we're going to go against, put out some tea with some very damning allegations, you know, and that was the only thing I disliked between both Drake and Kendrick, because I'm like, hey, you're calling this man a woman beater. You're calling this man a pedophile. Knowing that the hip hop police is a real thing. That's not something that you should do. Okay. That's not something you should do at all, because if the hip hop police is a real thing, both of y'all are going to be under investigation for something. Now, regarding this is weird. It's like, all right, I feel you. I like the bars. They're a little simplistic. I like Kendrick's delivery a little better. But coming off of Not Like Us, where Kendrick literally gives us a bop, I was hoping we were going to get the same from Drake.
Nah, it wasn't bop time for Drake. We had just talked about that too before you came back, bro. We just talked about that. It ain't bop time for Drake.
It ain't bop time.
I feel like we needed timestamp Drake.
Yeah, it ain't bop time for Drake. You can't bop. You can't come back with no bop after a nigga say you fuck little girls. That ain't no bop.
Bro, what I am enjoying, sorry for cutting you off, Coop, is that these niggas is legitimately like, oh, I hear what you say. I'm going to the studio and I'm responding to that shit. That's what I am.
Did y'all hear the see Drake Planet though when he said you got 10 more to drop? So now he's basically saying, like, you don't wrote all these songs. Even if that's not even the case, like, you don't really know. He's assuming, going off what you just said, Q, he's assuming that Kendrick's just gonna come with another song right after he dropped his song. So now he done planted the seed in everybody's head, like, oh, you done wrote all these songs, nigga. We don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, we know you got 20 songs to come, type shit. So now when Kendrick dropped back to back to back to back to back like that, it's gonna look like, and then the way he said, oh, you dropped this one, then you dropped that one to cover it up, the fact that you was wrong about the first one and shit. Now Kendrick gonna have to wait a few days. Drake, by just saying that bar alone, might have gave himself space enough to breathe a little bit. So maybe it's not like a, because you know we only got 30-second attention spans and shit. You know what I'm saying? So because now if Kendrick drop it back to back like that, it's gonna make Drake look like he's spitting fast.
Yeah. And I think this throughout this whole thing has just been one person trying to be ahead of the other.
Yeah.
So I think that this is so with Drake planting that seed, that's just another thing that shows, you know, that hey, I know you're gonna do this. Kendrick was doing the same thing when he was like, yeah, I know your angle and how you're gonna, you know,
Come
approach
back in,
this.
yeah.
I think with this, because you know, I like it. I like that Drake, you know. That he rapped the way he did. I do think though I wasn't, you know, like I like my eyebrows weren't necessarily raised or anything. And the only reason that that is because I feel like everything majority 70% of what Drake said was stuff that I saw on Twitter. Like about the hey, we planted this information here about the Ozempic and the Maybach gloves and all of that. Like I pretty much spent like the last 24 hours like seeing that on Twitter. It was like, hey, we finessed you with false information. And that was a whole like thing. Drake just took it and put it in a song.
Can somebody tell me something? How did Twitter figure it out, but Kendrick couldn't?
Can I be honest with you, bro? I don't believe this nigga no more.
Drake or Kendrick?
Honestly, bro, either now. And I'm gonna tell you why, bro. That
Yes, sir, cool.
bro,
Yes, sir, cool.
this whole shit made this about that song right there, bro, for me just made this whole thing like some industry plant shit all of a sudden. And I'm
Yes,
gonna tell
sir,
you
cool.
why.
That's cool talking, spitting fire out here.
Like, oh my knee, well. Here's my accusation about you. Okay, well, guess what? That's not a real accusation. We threw that accusation out there, knowing that you would call it an accusation. Well, guess what? We anticipated you accusing us of that accusation. So now we gonna come back and flip. No, but no, y'all niggas didn't. No, y'all niggas didn't. Neither one of y'all niggas graduated high school. Y'all not that fucking smart. Like, I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry, bro. If I
So
said
Coop like me, Coop over the shit. And Coop might
bro.
be right. This might just be two niggas that's done told too much business and now they gotta clean it up. The industry like, hey, y'all niggas know y'all gotta keep selling records, right?
Yeah, and that was my whole thing too. That's why I was like low key. That's why when I said in the chat, I was like, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, if after Meet the Grams this stops. I was wrong about that, but I was like, okay, they're both, you know, really they're both valuable assets to their respective like umbrellas. So I was like, ain't no way this
Both
keeps
respective
going
brothers,
so
they're all
far
under
where
the same label.
they where they, you know,
Exactly.
where they
It's
shake where they shake the
all
tree.
universal, bro.
Yeah,
It's
I
all
understand.
universal.
And they're
Is
both
one
valuable assets to
Jewish
the
nigga making
universe.
all this money? My bad, Dennis. I'm just saying, there's one Jewish nigga making all the money right
And they're
now.
both valuable assets to Universal, to UMG. And
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, they trying to lose money. Because, you know, hey, somebody got investigated about something, or you know, some allegations came out, or
So
some
that's
truth, something got revealed.
what I'm saying, bro. Like, listen to what these niggas saying. Oh, my nigga, I know it's all facts. I got proof that you did this. I got proof that you got proof. First of all, my nigga, let me tell y'all how anti-hip-hop, how not hip-hop this is. First of all, if Elfie all niggas going on wax telling y'all got proof or something that another nigga did that was against the law, it's fucking snitching. Number two, my nigga, which is probably more important, my nigga, we can go back and forth today. So, well, if you really got that shit, prove it. If you really got that shit, prove it. No, my nigga, both of y'all niggas is on wax accusing each other of actual fucking federal fucking crimes. Nigga, whether it's fucking domestic abuse, pedophilia, sex trafficking, or whatever the hell else you want to call it, my nigga.
But
So, tell you something, my nigga. We found Osama bin Laden hiding in a fucking hole, my nigga. It is not hard to investigate you two niggas. It's not.
But it's not. But that's why I said I've stopped caring about the whole you beat your wife, right. The pedophilia thing. Because I said, I'm like, maybe it's me, but y'all don't understand how serious y'all are taking it. And that's the only thing that brings down this beef.
Yeah,
because when them niggas, because when them niggas start doing that, you're like, damn, somebody finna go to jail eventually. Right. Like as far as I'm concerned, I'm only here for literally the beef. Like if what he's saying about Kendrick's wife is true, hey, that nigga Kendrick gotta wear that. If what Kendrick's saying about Drake is true, we need to get Drake the fuck up out of here. But either way, there's no way for me to believe that y'all are gonna put this damning information out there that's supposedly true, and not one consequence and repercussion has come out of it. Not one.
Bruh, I'm sorry, bro. You want me to tell you what to solve all this, bro? An actual nigga who actually has done the legal stuff like coming out and be like, yo, both of y'all bitch ass niggas, shut up. Like I'm gonna tell you why it's annoying me now, bro. If we would have heard that track just now, and whatever Drake said did not include, oh, bro, we knew you would do that, so we did that. Like, bro, if he'd have just came out and been like dissing him and stuff like that, I could have been like, okay, all right, and you know, and the wheel keeps spinning. But the fact that he came out there, bro, and it was like, yeah, honey, my diss track is letting you know that your diss track is based on false information. Like, what are y'all niggas, hackers now? Like, yeah, we ran a false flag on you so that you took the bait, reported the bait, and that, like, bro, for what, my man?
Listen, I feel you cool.
No offense, bro. Now I almost do wish one of these things get popped.
Because now this shit makes me feel like this is a bad episode of Empire.
Welcome. You know that meme that I use on y'all niggas when I've been saying something insane for months or years, and then finally somebody be like, you know what? That nigga Jax was right. And I put that meme of Homer Simpson and Bart and Homer tapping the couch, and they say, join us? Come on, sit on this couch. I'm tired of this shit. Come on, sit on this couch. I'm tired of this shit, nigga. It just took y'all one more song than it took me. It took y'all one more song than it took me. Because everything you niggas saying is exactly how I felt when I told y'all niggas, wrap this shit up.
Here's the fucked up part. I needed Drake, that song from Drake. I needed that song from Drake to be a little bit better. Like, I understand the tonality. The tonality is what kills me, my nigga. Like, I needed you to be like angry. You know what I'm saying? I needed you to be on some Brett Kavanaugh, I didn't do this shit. You know, and you didn't give that to me.
Hold on, like, want to stop a second and appreciate. The political reference right there, because
Brett Kavanaugh, you know, that niggas, was very good.
Bro, you know how many little niggas listening to the show have no idea what this nigga talking about? And the niggas that do get that joke, like me, is literally just laughed out loud because I just seen Drake sitting in front of the review board like Kavanaugh and said, how you doing?
Like, but that's what I mean. Like, dude,
shut your smart ass up, nigga. Don't say nothing.
Don't be calm. Don't be calm on some, I'm really the smartest nigga in the room type shit. I'm sorry. In 15 years, Drake has done nothing to make me believe he's the smartest nigga in the room.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. Drake Kavanaugh is hilarious.
Now, here's the thing. This isn't me caping for Kendrick. Is because that track is still hard. It's me saying there's something about it that's lackluster. Mm. And now what started as a really as a really good beef and had momentum, and I couldn't wait for that Drake response. Now I'm mad I got it.
And there's
Back
some
his shit
things
up.
that just, the more I like kind of think about, the lyrics and what was said, I'm also thinking how it was said.
That part, like, because it's almost said like he don't believe
Yeah, it was like, 'cause that one
it.
part where he was just like, 'cause, and I do see how, trying to address like, hey, I'm not out here, messing with young girls. And the way he said, yeah, if I was, then I would have got arrested, don't you think? So
Right.
it was just a different, it was the way how certain things were said, it was kind of like, I mean, yeah, but yeah. And
Well, I'll say this.
that's not to add more gas to the
Bruh,
fire, but
you know what, man, that why that makes me mad? Because that's like a person saying, like, well, if I was committing crimes, wouldn't I have been caught by now? No, not if you're good at committing crimes. That's the whole point. Like,
it's like, and he said, I'm too famous for that. Like, what?
no, you're not.
Well, I like the part where he was saying, I'll fuck your wife, you fat motherfucker. Fake money. That's what I wanted. I want to hear a nigga rap about, I fuck your wife, you ugly, you can't rap as good as me, you a bitch nigga, you don't eat your snacks the right way. I want to hear that.
Like,
I don't want to
and
hear, I don't want to, I don't want to hear, I don't want to hear you touch babies unless you're gonna prove that he touched babies. Then, like you say, let's get this nigga the fuck up out of here. I don't want to hear that this nigga beat his wife unless the nigga beat his wife. I don't
then
want to
we gotta
hear.
get him the fuck up out of here. Like,
Then we
that's
gotta
why
get him the
my
fuck up out of here. I don't want to hear about Dave Free getting his nigga wife pregnant. Okay, because Dave Free probably is the father. Who give a fuck? That ain't got nothing to do with me. That don't make everybody a nigga fuck your wife don't make you a bad person. Okay? That make your wife a thot. All right. So I don't want to hear about that.
Here's my thing. We as a hip hop community have never given a fuck about Kendrick Lamar's girl. Never. Not ever. Not in the history of niggardom have we ever given a fuck about her. Why do we care now?
Because it's a
That's on
rapper.
that. That's just on that list of things that, we just like even with the, with the whole thing about her possibly being pregnant by Dave Free or Drake having a daughter. There's pieces of this that we don't care about.
Yeah, like certain things, like it don't matter. Like we're not addressing it, we're not talking about it. Like I don't, like, yeah, nah, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. So like my thing is, I don't want to hear no more shit about Drake molesting kids unless we're gonna shut it down. Because that's not an accusation that you throw out that it's like, oh yeah, you touch babies, nigga, but let me rap about your shoes. No, nigga, let's go back to this nigga touching babies. That's not funny. That's not nothing. It's the same thing with Kendrick. I don't want to hear, oh, you beat your wife, nigga, and you a short person. No, Drake.
No. Let's talk about this.
Let's talk about this nigga beating his wife.
But that's what I mean. Like, we just simply like, oh, all right, cool. So which one is it?
It's like, good point, Q. It's like everybody's like, all right. The nigga said, did you hear Kendrick when he said A minor? Ha 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 ha. No, not ha 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 to me. Not ha 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 to me.
And so again, which one is it? Do we care about the safety of women? Again,
Good point. Come on.
the momentum of this beef was at an all-time high until this track.
But I seen it coming. I listen, I don't want to be that nigga. I don't want to be that nigga, but I seen this coming a mile away. That's why I said wrap this shit up.
I would have rather us have all gotten an alert on our phones of this nigga Drake flying to wherever the fuck Kendrick is, and there's a massive brawl. I would have rather that at this point
Yeah, I
versus
told y'all niggas.
that track versus that track.
I told y'all niggas that. I said, hey, wrap it up. And the reason why I said wrap it up is because it was inevitable that this shit was gonna get too personal. And it was gonna get too salacious. And it wasn't gonna be about the rap beef. the Battle No More, or the Triple Double Entendres, or the Bops. And it was going to be about Drake being Harvey Weinstein and Kendrick being Chris Brown. And not only now is it about them two being those respective people, now it's about the fact that Drake is going as far as to, like it's a movie. Like, he clever. Like, they got planned it. It's a fake. It's like, oh, you thought you got me, but you didn't. I got a double agent, nigga. Man, what we doing, man?
Somebody tweeted and said this is the part of the wrestling match where both wrestlers use each other, move on each other.
Bro, you want me to tell you where I'm at with this? At this point, bro, this is the episode at the end of the episode of Scooby Doo where we pull off the fake monster mask. We see that it's Mr. Gary from the dock. And then we found out.
Hey, Harry.
and now they're like, Miss Sheila from the library. And then we pull off that mask and they're like, Mr. Terrence. And like, I'm
so happy that this episode went the way it went. Sit y'all ass right here on this couch with me and Bart. And we're going to be pissed off together. Because Kendrick's going to reply by in the morning.
Yeah, I think Drake is done though. He's alluded to
Drake that. Told you he was done. He said at the end of the track, I'm done.
Yeah,
Drake said, I'm done, nigga. You're like, it's over, nigga. Get back to me when you want to talk about some real shit.
Okay,
you consider yourself the biggest, best birthday.
Oh, boy. Go ahead, Coop.
The best part, also kind of why I don't buy it, bro, because if you accuse me of something, I know I ain't got no fear of actually even being remotely true, bro. I'm putting my foot on your neck at this point. But you want me to tell you what will make me quit? If you say something that I just can brush off, but I'm like, I don't need to dwell here too long because that might be true.
it was just like throughout the temperature of that track as a whole, it was like, All right, we going somewhere in the beginning, and then it kind of just like dwindled down towards the end. It was just like, I did this, I planted this. All right, you got it. I'm bowing out. Yeah, that's
now,
basically
like the now both of these things are trying to prove to the other that they Batman. Like, come on now, y'all.
Yeah,
I just thought maybe it's one of those things where maybe Drake, on purpose, by planting the 11-year-old daughter thing, maybe he on purpose wanted everybody to see how stupid this was. Like, look how dumb this is. Niggas is looking up shit, and we giving this nigga information, and he just dropping it. So maybe Drake trying to show, like, okay, nigga, this is real dumb, because niggas gonna be saying all kinds of goofy shit. I don't know, man. I don't know. I just know that I've been where you guys, how you niggas feel right now? Y'all let down, y'all deflation. That's how I was when I text the group chat. That's how I felt. Exactly how y'all feel right now is how I felt when I text the group chat. And I was like, wrap this shit up.
So do we care if Kendrick responds?
Kendrick gonna respond by in the morning.
Because we gonna listen to it.
Of course, yeah.
I care if Kendrick responds because I don't want him to respond. Because I want this to be it.
And just I don't let this think be that. It. And I don't think that this is gonna like cut the momentum of the Not Like Us joint. Like I wouldn't like if he let that breathe, then that's cool because it's already making noise.
No, that Not Like Us track go too hard.
Yeah, that's
but again, my point comes to this, bro. Like Kendrick is doing something that I think is methodical. Like, all right, cool. All the niggas on the West Coast, and I can't believe we saying it like that. They gonna galvanize behind this nigga Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? Then he did something that I thought was pretty dope. He was like, "Hey, you've been using the South like all them white crackers before them." You know, and basically using them when you need to put money in your pocket. So now, if you're a nigga from the South, you got to look at this nigga Drake like, the only time you fuck with us is when you need something. You know, because I already know if for Atlanta, they're going to galvanize behind Metro Future. So until Metro and Future say the feud is over, it's a wrap for that nigga Drake in LA. You know, if Ross say he don't fuck with that nigga Drake, sorry, it's a wrap for that nigga in Florida.
You can be fucking stupid. I don't know if it could really be a rap for Drake anywhere. Nigga just do whatever he want. It's Drake. He gonna go wherever he want. Ain't nobody touch him.
Yeah, Drake can be a pop star and ride off into the sunset.
Yeah, can't nobody touch Drake. As far as like how big Drake is at this point, can't nobody touch Drake. So it's like, I don't know, man. I'm just tired of this shit. Whatever. Who next? Who next? What happened to the Chris Brown Quavo shit?
Who cares?
Nothing.
Exactly. It's an
unfair battle because one's Chris Brown and the other one's Quavo.
And I will say the Overhauls and Bitches joint with Takeoff is dope as a song, not so much as a diss, but I do like it. That's all I got for that.
Yeah, bro. We're completely uninterested, bro. Let's
be honest. Y'all know y'all want to know something real quick. I want to say this. Before we get up out of here, we've been on here a long time, but I'm gonna say this, man. Q made a very, very valid point. Either we stand on business about things being right or wrong, and I'm gonna tie it into what I said about homophobia. If Drake likes fuck men, and I'm not saying he do, I'm just making a point, y'all. If Drake likes to fuck men, A, that's none of our business. B, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay? If Drake liked to fuck little girls, A, that is our business. B, there's a lot wrong with it. Okay? Same thing goes with Kendrick. If Kendrick liked to fuck niggas, there's nothing wrong with it. Ain't none of our business. If Kendrick beat on his wife, it's our business. And there's something wrong with that. So I think at the end of the day, we have to come together and decide, what do we give a fuck about?
Please tell me
because we letting niggas slide on a lot of shit, boy. We letting niggas slide on a lot of shit, boy. And I say this. We were talking about Twitter earlier, Dennis, and stuff like that or whatever. As a society, we fuck, we cook. Yeah, like, y'all realize that most of those kids, like, most of the porn on Twitter is underage porn, right?
No!
Like, that's like the joint in the room.
Hard and it's like making for some of the worst like responses.
Oh yeah, because
I heard Jax, a lot of the porn on Twitter is underage.
But yeah, a lot of the Twitter porn is underage, and we don't really address that. The things that we're addressing is bad, y'all boys. The things that we cared about, all this, pause that, and all that other shit. But we don't give a fuck about this, bro. Like, we gotta protect these kids, man. We gotta protect these kids. So at the end of the day, I think why this is, I know why it's so draining to me, but I know why it's becoming draining to y'all or whatever, is because at this point, now we're just tearing down two black men with heavy accusations that are very, very terrible. And we're tearing down two prominent black men. And nobody wants to see that. Tear down the black men that need to be torn down, or the men in general that need to be torn down. And then this shit here, let's get back to rapping about that Kendrick Lamar's too short, please. Because the nigga too short. That's all.
Hey, man. Yeah, we've been here for 2 hours. But fuck it. You only get us once a month. I'm gonna say this and then we can wrap up.
Did y'all talk about X-Men 97?
Not yet. I don't even know if we're gonna get to that.
How much time y'all got?
I got 15 minutes.
I can do 15 more.
15, Coop.
No,
I do not.
All right. I guess we
go straight into X-Men.
I guess we can integrate it in our closing thoughts, so we can go ahead and wrap up.
Right.
So without further ado, we just gonna give our clues and thoughts.
I will make a request right now that we have an after the static about X-Men 97 because I do feel like it needs to be talked about.
Be right about that. But anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and get this started. Nigga, my closing thought is this. Versus all the seriousness of the hip hop beef that we've gotten on. If you're a fan of hip hop like I am, just enjoy it. You know, we are seeing high level rapping that we haven't seen in a long time. And for all you people who were mad that Killer Mike won for Rap Album of the Year for the Grammys this year, this is why. Because we haven't seen high level rapping since his album debuted last year. You know, shout out to Denzel Curry. 2 years ago, I put him in my top five albums of the year. And he said, hey, is this what has to happen for y'all niggas to pay attention to lyrics? I guess so. You know, we don't know where this rap beef will take us. Hopefully, it will take us somewhere that we will actually enjoy. As always, be patient. Be prayerful. Do not panic. LQ, I'm out.
All right, y'all. Check this out. As always, drink all your water because everything is bad for you nowadays. Simple thing for this week. Check this out, y'all. Right and wrong is right and wrong no matter who does it. This being your homeboy or somebody that you particularly care about or like or favor or whatever nepotism it is that gives them some particular candor or credit or clout with you, doesn't mean that when they doing the wrong thing, it's suddenly not wrong because of them do it. Yeah, I understand that there are circumstances and things like that, but somebody told me recently, circumstances don't change responsibility. They don't. That minor, if you out here fucking up, just because you fucking up and you may feel like you were justified in fucking up, don't mean that it wasn't fucking up. It was fucking up. As always, be safe. That's all I got for y'all.
Man, listen. I hit the boys up and I'm like, hey, although I'm entertained, I ain't feeling it. I'm over it. It's a bevy of reasons why some of them I addressed in this pod. Some of them I still ain't even bring up. However, at the end of the day, how does this advance hip hop or black folk? I said earlier, this ain't Nas and Jay-Z. And although the sentiment of Nas and Jay-Z might have been personal, which it probably was, yeah, it definitely was. Nas and Jay-Z advanced hip hop. I don't know if this rap battle is advancing hip hop culture. I'm not saying it's not. Don't know if it is. And as a black man, and hip hop being something that we still hold on to, that we invented all genres of music, by the way. But for this being something that we hold on, that we still invented, I want it to ultimately come down to either this makes us get better albums, this makes us get better artists, this makes us get better men, or something. Right now, I don't think it makes nothing better except the pockets of Kendrick Lamar and Drake and some Jewish dude who own Universal. Shout out to them three niggas. The rich get richer. And we can't afford liquor. Bars, nigga. Pray with your hands open. That's how you receive energy. I'm out.
All right, y'all. Great pod. Glad we could, you know, get together this month and make it happen. And to kind of, you know, well, for starters, as I always say, may you and everyone around you experience nothing but love, protection, and happiness. And I think I said that love, happiness, and protection. See what happens when we take, now that this is once a month, I just get like swamped up in all my words, but we're here. Everything that has been said about, you know, about where music is right now, I'm glad we're here. I'm glad that we're here because for the past year and a half, like, this was something that, like, music as a whole was just, it was just like falling off completely, like, as a topic. You know, while we did get good music here and there, you know, like, you know, the Killer Mike projects and other other projects that have dropped, like, music was like the least important topic for me personally. Like, I didn't care about a lot of this shit. Like, but I think what this did was it made me, and I'm sure, you know, other people actually care about it again. It made it interesting. It made us realize that, you know, hip hop and what this is as a, you know, as a competitive sport, it brought that back. It brought that feeling back of this is what happens when somebody, you know, puts out something of quality. And with that being said, you know, like, it's crazy. Like, again, we're not a music podcast, but we always got to address it when music is music, you know, and music has definitely, you know, did its thing. And, you know, as far as backlash, I know we didn't get into it, but one thing that I will say, and we'll get to our regular scheduled programming next month, but I will say this, these international crowds are really outdoing the crowds in the U.S. when it comes to wrestling events, because literally every other, like, France, like, you know, when they were in France, when they were in the UK, like, all of these other crowds, like, they are killing, like, when it comes to the momentum. So I just think that's, like, super cool. You know, everything at Backlash went how I expected, but, you know, cool overall. But with that, I also say, because I know this was pretty long-winded, you can catch us on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, when you touch that dial, like, rate, review, share, worship.
Worship.
And like that, we out. Peace.
Kendrick, hip-hop savior.
Where's the Joe Budden podcast? Watch the No Static podcast. Light rate review, share worship. Podcast saviors.
Oh man, go Magic, man. They gonna be a tough team next year.
You a hater bear.
You a hater bear.
Big Paxton. Listen, you might have to go get a Tupac AI and have him saying Big Paxton.
Yo,
Big Paxton.
Point me in the direction of the AI. Yeah, that's wild. That's wild. Hey, man. And you know what else, too, Dennis, what you were saying about the crowd of Backlash or whatever? The reason why American crowds is not like that, and America in general is kind of conservative in general, and I know I'm going off on a thing here, but, you know, it's my history degree burning back in my head. I think a lot of times with Americans, we think that we're wild or out there. Niggas got to remember, Americans, the whole culture and society is built on Puritans. Like, niggas came out, the niggas that built America are the niggas that couldn't stay in Europe because they were too conservative, right? So that's not just with, like, this the clear stuff, but it's just how we respond to things, what we think is appropriate and isn't appropriate. You know, America had prohibition. We're the only country in the world to do some shit like that besides the Arabic, what's the shit called? Sharia law countries and shit like that, right? The dry Arabic countries. We're the only country to do some shit like that. Like, oh, you can't have liquor. What the fuck? Think about that shit. You can't have liquor. So you think the same niggas that say they can't have liquor is about to turn up at Jey Uso shit? Nah, hell no. You said what now?
Did Jey Uso win?
Yeah, no. He got screwed.
Priest won.
Which, yeah. You should have seen that. You should have seen that coming. But the thing, Priest will keep it to SummerSlam, I think. I think he keeps it to SummerSlam. That's the next big pay-per-view, right?
I think he keeps it to a Clash at the Castle, which is in June this year. Because I think Drew might end up getting that from him, and then they roll that out into the Punk feud. That's my prediction.
I really want Jay to get a belt. I feel like you got to get a belt on Jay to keep the momentum.
He's too over.
Because it's like they're treating Uso like he's a main event nigga, but he showed that he a main event nigga yet. He's yet to win any big singles match yet, because beating Jimmy don't count.
Yeah.
So you might want to get a belt on him. Drew don't need a belt. Drew is Drew. Drew and Punk feud don't need a belt, to be honest with you. You don't need a belt for the Drew and Punk feud. I'm watching that regardless. So I think you can let Drew and Punk do their thing, and then you can put the belt on Jay so Jay can enhance himself, because you can put the belt on Jay, and then you can, with the Judgment Day, it could be like a thing where they breaking up anyways. You see that coming a mile away, right? So
Definitely.
you can have him drop the belt because Judgment Day interfering. Then you can do your Finn Balor, Damian Priest joint. You can do that. Even though I would have liked Finn to be the face turn, I don't like that they're gonna face turn Damian Priest. I hate that shit. But whatever. But you can do that and get that out the way. And then once you get that out the way, you can go over here with Jey Uso, and Jey Uso can go with Gunther on a program. Because
Y'all,
Gunther went in the King of the Ring.
you know what's wild?
What's that?
I'm on Twitter, right? And I'm watching
Respond.
everybody respond to the Drake's record. There's a lot of people saying this is Drake waving the white flag. It's like, yo, it's cool, but it's not giving them what they wanted, and they're thinking Drake is bowing out.
That's pretty much what
Yeah,
it is.
because that's totally what it was. Because the nigga only hit like two or three heavy bars, and Drake basically was like, nigga, I'm okay, nigga, I'm tired. Because you gonna drop 10. He even said in the song, you got 10 more songs to drop, nigga. All right. Damn, that don't sound like you're like a nigga that's tired. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Shit.
That definitely was all right, you got it.
And you know what? I'm not even mad at him and say, all right, you got it. How long can this go on? How
Exactly.
long can this go on, bro? Like, the nigga's thinking to himself, this can't, all right, this been going on too long.
The
Hold up,
difference.
but
Yeah,
let's
no.
get the fuck up out of here, guys.
Yeah, I was about to say, nigga, I'm about to hit this shit ass, nigga.
But yeah, and shout out Bianca and Jay getting the tag belts.
Shout out Bianca and Jay just for letting me look at
Okay,
this.
real quick, I got a question. How long before Jay betrays Bianca?
I'm thinking they push it towards the Royal Rumble, and that way they can get the WrestleMania match be Jade versus Bianca.
You know,
Sure.
yeah, because I think they're gonna dominate for a hot minute.
Yeah, I think you let them cook and let it build that they really, really close friends, because now they starting to dress alike and all that other shit. Let it build that they really close, and then let them keep the tag titles. It's going to enhance the tag titles. And somewhere around Royal Rumble, whether it be in the Royal Rumble or whatever, make them break up. And then at WrestleMania, you get Jade versus Bianca. And then, of course, you got to let Jade win, but Bianca can take the L. And there you go.
Who do y'all think is a chance that who y'all think goes in as the heel? Do y'all think it's gonna be Jade?
Oh, Jade, definitely. Jade is a monster heel. Bianca Belair is Black John Cena. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. Bianca, you know how much money Bianca Belair made for WWE as their commercial woman,
Yeah.
as their like Make-A-Wish girl? Ain't nobody requesting Liv Morgan.
Yeah, it's hard for
Okay.
her or it's hard for her or Cody to be heels at this point.
Yeah, Cody will never be a heel again. Even though we want Homelander Cody so bad, Cody will never be a heel. He'll never be a heel. Bianca will never be a heel. It's too much money to be made. You got to think, at the end of the day, kids still buy the product. You feel me? So it's just too much. But again, I'm down later this week for After the Static, so we can talk about X-Men 97 and wrestling, because I think both of them need to be talked about. Because I
Word.
think Backlash was what we expected, but I think it also showed a lot of other things and a lot of big chinks in the armor of WWE that need to be addressed. And X-Men 97, I just want to battle with Q because fuck the mutants.
Magneto was right.
Although, bro, the episodes are so weird. The show is amazing. I'm not
That was
shitting on the
great.
show.
It's
The
some of
show
the
is
best
amazing.
Marvel content.
Yeah, it's better than the movies right now.
Yeah.
It's better than the movies. And
Look.
I will say this, and Q, you might agree with me as a comic book nerd. DC Animated Universe is better than the DC movies.
Oh yeah, no. I'm not even finna dispute that. That's always been the consensus.
Right. But the reason why it's like that is because DC is so heroic with their superheroes, like Superman and all that. It's easier to tell the story within comics or animation than it is in a real life live action thing. I think Marvel did a good job of capturing live action, and they were very selective of the superheroes they were portraying, right? Now, when you look at X-Men 90, 97, I think Marvel should start leaning back towards, hey, let's make some good adult animated joints. Because they showed Thunderbolt Roberts, they mentioned the Hulk, they showed Captain America, they showed Omega. They're showing people in this show, they show the Silver Samurai. They're showing that the universe of X-Men 97 is big. They show Spider-Man. Bigger than we thought it to be even back in the day. Because remember, back in the day, they had Spider-Man and Captain America on X-Men 90, on the original X-Men run, right? But I think it's one of those things where it's like, let's double down on that. Make a little spin-off movie, or it ain't even got to be a movie. Make a little 2-hour spin-off about Captain America looking into the Genosha shit and finding something else and spin that off into a movie or some shit. Show me Doctor Strange. Show me, you know what I'm saying? Show me some shit like that and tie it into the X-Men 97 animated universe and go from there. And I think you might be onto something at that point. I think you might have something on your hands that's gonna make you some money. Because ain't nobody wanna see the movies no more, bro. We don't wanna see them fucking movies no more.
Even though I am here for Deadpool versus Wolverine, Deadpool
And that's not even a Marvel movie, to be real with you. Deadpool, despite being assimilated by Marvel, we know that Deadpool's still like Fox shit, right?
Yeah.
They still making it in the same style. They still write it the same way. That's not a Marvel movie. So of course we're excited about it, because it's going to be insane foolishness. But I don't know, man. That animated X-Men shit is fire. So,
Yeah, it's a lot that goes into those episodes. We'll talk about it.
One more thing I want to say
And
before we
please
get out of here.
go.
Somebody said, and this is a side note, but somebody said Drake did what J. Cole did just over a beat.
Damn.
Ah, man, they running away. I will say this too, man. Yeah, they this 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 is this it's a wrap. It's a wrap now. It is what it is, and that's okay. And that's okay. No, and I'm good. I'm glad. I think it was a good little beat. It gave us something to talk about for a long time, but it's over. It's done.
All
And
right.
as far as X-Men 97, please make Nick Fury white.
Oh, the finale is this week too.
No, it's
Yeah,
not.
it
We got
is.
two more episodes.
It's two more?
Oh, I thought it was one more.
I thought it was
We
one.
I thought it was
two
only
episodes.
eight.
I thought it was
It's
nine.
ten.
Wait,
It's ten.
when? Oh,
Oh,
it's 10
okay.
episodes. Oh, well.
Well, please make Nick Fury white. Where's white Nick
God,
Fury?
please God, no.
Yes, Nick Fury is white, bro.
No, I don't care.
Why do we need to make Nick Fury white?
Because he's white, Dennis. Where is the OG Nick Fury at?
Unless you're going to tell me about the man on the wall story, I don't give a fuck about Nick Fury being white at all.
Nick Fury got to be white, man.
And
It made
unless we're
more
going to.
sense when it comes to what Nick Fury has did in Marvel Comics and how Nick Fury came about in World War II and all of that and Super Soldier and all that. He need to be white.
Right, unless we're going to do Original Sin, I don't give a fuck about Nick Fury being white.
Original Sin is fire. I'm about to go read that right now. All right, y'all boys. All
All right. Y'all be
right.
cool.
Yeah.
Listeners, y'all be cool. I guess we will be back again this month to talk about some more things we didn't get to. So
We'll be
peace.
back again.
Kendrick,
Hey.
save you.
Save
Mr.
you.
Podcast. I can't save you. We're cool back.
Cool said, I'm tired of this shit. Facts,
I'm tired of this shit. Going to
me too. All right, niggas.
bed. All right.
peace.